What's poppin'? We're live in the DealsNDD.com studios for the Drew and Mike show for Tuesday. And is camera two working?
Camera two.
Is the new that's the new camera.
Oh, wow. Hey, you can see Drew's sexy legs.
There's only a slight lag there.
Man spread. Gross.
Hot. Let's see. Well, the usual crew is here. Brandon, Mark, Trudy, Joey, and I don't know, I'm feeling a little slack going into Christmas. There's not a ton going on, other than the usual annoying things.
That's all that's ever going on.
I know. We need a new year, and we need to do something, because honestly, I'm about to lose my mind. Miss Universe wasn't even interesting. I watched the Q&A.
Yeah.
Boring. By the way, the contestants picked the questions.
They did?
Yes.
Did you see they had an all-female judges?
Yes. Wait, that's not diverse.
No, not at all.
Why is that good? You want women to do things that men traditionally are more dominant in, so why wouldn't you want men to do things that... Am I missing the point?
I don't think many men care about being
a
judge.
I'm angry about this.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes, I'm very
angry. You want to be a judge?
Absolutely. Right,
cool. Maybe the trans judge would have been sufficient.
Hey,
to
well, the trans contestant was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the trans contestant?
I did. She looked good.
Yeah.
I was looking for manly features that would turn me off, and I didn't see
like
any.
Like a bulge?
I just didn't see anything. She looked,
she looked like a woman.
Very nice. But, yeah, the Q&A was boring. I didn't even want to play it. It was so lame.
Yeah.
And by the way,
they were all the same question, too, and Steve Harvey did not do a Deion Sanders-esque job delivering them.
Not at all. He was very missed. Yeah. Deion is the only thing that could have made that interesting.
Can Deion do the Super Bowl, too, then?
I wish.
There's the necessity for a host.
This is your final question.
Question.
You know that this is your final question.
Come on, come on.
This is your final question.
I love how he changes the emphasis every time.
Is your final question.
What a professional.
Come on.
Every time. I love hearing that. So ridiculous. So anyway, yeah, it's another day full of ridiculous things, and we're going to have to, unfortunately, revisit Pete Davidson. I was very concerned. There's more updates. I was concerned that I'd be mauled today for not offering prayers and what everyone else was offering yesterday.
You didn't pray for him?
I think there are better things to pray for.
Doesn't everybody sort of have their own shit to pray for? And would you kneel down and go,
no.
God bless mom and dad and grandpa and grandma and Pete Davidson?
And when he had those AIDS, I went to my synagogue and I prayed for him.
Well, first of all,
I feel insensitive saying that, but still, he's made a business out of being this person.
That's kind of how I felt yesterday. And I you know, maybe I was piling on, but I thought the whole thing, and it was really from the Grande sphere. Pretty much. But I thought the whole thing was so mindless and all taking place on social media where he does not belong.
Yeah.
Because he cannot take any kind of criticism or any mean comments.
Yeah, that's all there is there.
And it's really hard for a stand-up who makes jokes about really cutting-edge things like wounded veterans and 9/11 and the Manchester bombing. But you can't ever say anything that will trigger him or he may get upset. And every time he's upset, the whole Twitter sphere... Including Machine Gun Kelly, who flew in.
Did you see him meet?
I saw they did meet.
Very
but we have not had our forensic accountant find out if indeed he was already booked on that plane.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he indicated he was flying in immediately to comfort Pete. People were comforting him on the set of Saturday Night Live. How does Saturday Night Live function with someone who's suicidal, who's in the cast, who doesn't show up for dress rehearsal? Wouldn't you think...
They can't get rid of him,
though. They can't get mad. They can't say, hey, we're trying to do a fucking live comedy show for 90 minutes, the hardest thing in television, and this suicidal guy's walking around in his pajamas, and he won't let Ariana Grande in there and wants to comfort him.
I do find it.
Machine Gun Kelly's busting the doors down to get in there. John Cryer is verifying the police have shown up.
Well, he's the only one who can. I mean, that I'm okay with.
John Cryer.
investigative reporter, John Cryer.
Is there any John Cryer update, by the way?
You know, not really on the Pete Davidson front, though he has tweeted about, I don't know, 68 times today, mostly about politics.
Okay, TMZ.
Somebody did write to him, does anyone know his current location? Response to the one. It wasn't me either. How dumb.
There was a, TMZ's coverage of it was just mind-boggling to me. I don't even know what to say about it. I was so stunned. I mean, it was so serious. I mean, people are really upset.
Are they?
I think they were having trouble doing the show.
Are they really upset?
The show is pretty good.
It was a great show. Maybe.
Oh, SNL? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and with all that going on, with a cast member who was there. I mean, he should have been in a hospital.
Well, it's amazing. All the people that tweeted about it and, you know, tried to help Pete, none of them were the people that worked on the show because, I don't know, maybe they're not looking for the attention about tweeting about helping Pete Davidson. That's what bothered me about it. You have people like Jada Pinkett Smith or Nicki Minaj tweeting about it instead of really trying to help the guy if you really care that much.
Well, the cast,
and the worst person of that is Ariana Grande, who claims she's trying to help him while she's tweeting from the, you know, ground level of 30 Rock.
Well,
it's
and
all about me.
But meanwhile, people are trying to do a television show that's 90 minutes. It's live comedy. What is harder to do than Saturday Night Live? I mean,
by the way, Lorne locked him in his dressing room.
He locked him in his dressing room?
Well, I mean, he said he just stayed in his dressing room.
In his pajamas.
Yeah.
So
he announced the band. Well, not the band, Miley.
Very sadly, though.
Don't wear that outfit again.
As was pointed out on TMZ, he was very sad.
How do you
know? That look on his face.
I asked Charlie from TMZ. Should we watch the TMZ story? I thought they handled it.
Should we call her?
I thought they handled it far more tastefully than we did. Let's not surprise Charlie, but
no,
let's watch. I thought they did a brilliant, sensitive job that we didn't do yesterday. I do want to point out.
Oh, though, I don't think we have it. I don't think you're recording.
Yeah,
it.
I did. I was just watching it. They had a very important correction that about the triggering, which it was multiple things. One was he was upset Ariana Grande was telling Kanye and Drake to get their beef off the internet because their new single was out. And as a mental health advocate, he supports Kanye West, except that he ragged on Kanye West when he wore the MAGA hat on SNL.
Right.
And he made mental health jokes about him, which is why when he tweeted about this Kanye West thing, the Kanye West people descended on him and said, hey, fucking dick.
But he has mental health issues. So that's the blanket.
I guess, yeah. Excuse. So that blankets him there, too.
That was a different version of Petey's.
He can change because he is
bipolar.
That was blonde Pete. He's silver Pete now.
Anyway, let's see how team. Since I did such a poor job of showing sensitivity yesterday, it was the very first story.
We don't have it.
What?
I put it on late down here. Once you told me Jennifer Lewis was coming on, whoever that is,
it didn't record.
No.
What did I erase it?
Oh,
wow. Oh. That's pretty heartbreaking. Okay.
That's heartbreaking.
Well,
does that trigger you?
A little bit. By the way, their second story was about Cardi B being surprised by Offset with the cake.
Yeah.
They showed Cardi B's publicist leading him on stage.
Surprise!
With a live microphone.
Hmm.
So has that publicist been fired?
She works for Offset, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently.
Fake as hell.
I don't know. I wish we could watch the coverage of that ridiculous event also.
Did they treat it very seriously?
Like, yes. Yes, they
like
did.
It's a real thing?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Like it means anything to anybody, anywhere?
People were also suggesting that it was not set up, that it was a surprise, and that she was surprised. And the publicist works for both of them, so what could she do?
I still think she was surprised.
I don't know.
You're a sex fake news!
Having watched it and seeing him show up with a live microphone, I don't know. I'm just too cynical.
I don't think she knew. That's why that publicist is about to be blown out.
I would think there'd be a lot of people fired today for that one. But
what's he doing up there?
There are other things of interest. Woody Allen's making the news. Thomas Markle was interviewed on British television this morning as he is still being ghosted by his daughter.
Oh, no.
Who is in the royal family. And this is, I mean, Britain is a Twitter over this. And I don't mean Twitter as in Twitter.
You mean a British Twitter.
A Twitter.
Ooh, that Twitter.
Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So
I
don't
Piers.
I think we should. Yeah, Piers was trying to help.
Here's what's torn up about the fact that he hasn't been able to talk to Meghan lately.
Oh, they made it very clear he's talked to her more recently than Thomas Markle. But he's angry that, yes, he's lost touch with her, too.
Gold, man.
So, yeah, we need to take a close look at that. Another important earth-changing thing. But first, join us in celebrating the holidays with Zot Chrysler Jeep and Zot Dodge Ram's Big Finish event. As we bring this wonderful year together to a close, our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep and Zot Dodge Ram want to pass on the most significant savings of the year to you, our loyal listeners. The Big Finish event allows you to lease the truck of your dreams, the all-new 19-Ram Bighorn Supercrew 4x4, loaded, completely loaded, at $169 a month. If Jeeps are your thing, lease a 19 Jeep Cherokee Limited at just $149 a month. Finally, for the first time ever, Zot Chrysler Jeep will drop an additional $1,000 off the very best deal you can find on a brand-new 18 Jeep Wrangler. And nobody does that. Nobody discounts Jeep Wranglers, but during Zot Chrysler Jeep's Big Finish, they do. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinad.com. And then Adam often hears this question. How much is a divorce going to cost me? Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men, wants you to know the real question is, how much is it going to cost you if you don't hire the best? Adam is the first law firm to focus exclusively on representing men in divorce, and Adam is still the best. It doesn't cost any more to hire the best, but it could cost you plenty if you don't. Call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM. You know, I should probably... boy, this is a bitch. Did anybody see the any more of the Jessica Starr story?
No. Yeah. I mean, just Radar Online's coverage of it, which is kind of odd.
I know there was Daily Mail's coverage of it as well.
You know, it was a good-looking woman who's on television. That's going to get eyeballs.
Here's the New York Post. I mean, everybody was doing this because she's a meteorologist on TV, and she's very pretty, and a mother of two, and inexplicable. No one can wrap their brain around this. I talked to a lot of people. You probably saw some people at the at Killer Cares. Everyone, you know, Charlie and Bob were here too. Everyone knew her very well.
Yeah, Bob worked works on the morning show. Ever since Charlie left Fox 2, he decided to be inside studio, so he knew her really well.
But I was surprised how well, and I saw Hammer at Killer Cares, too. Hammer was close with her, loved her. And everyone seemed to like her. Everyone seemed to know her very well, and no one seemed to have the first hint that anything like this was going on in her head. Our man of death ritual to suicides, we know. Star 35 from Novi, Michigan. Is survived by her husband along with five-year-old son, three-year-old daughter.
Jesus.
Hearts are broken. She had LASIK surgery in October. Not from any of our sponsors, by the way.
Was that confirmed?
Yes, it's confirmed. I hate saying that, but...
Hey, people will make a connection.
I know.
It's better to admit it.
Might as well just say, serious as you shall have thought, okay? Yeah. Spoke up publicly about her challenging recovery. I still need all the prayers and well wishes because this is a hard go. The doctor said it could take up to 3 months. She posted the video from her first day back at work. She was happy to return. One day later, she apologized, said she needed more time. Yesterday was a struggle. I want to come back. Keep me in your thoughts. 2015, while she was pregnant with her daughter, she detailed a hurtful letter. Someone wrote her shaming her for her baby weight. When she was 9 months pregnant.
Jesus Christ.
You know, isn't this...
9 months pregnant and you're shaming someone?
Isn't this idea, of the whole idea of social media, but everyone should not have a voice? How do we take the voices away that shouldn't be there? No more voice for you. No more voice for this person. There's so many idiots talking. It's just so sad that people are listening.
I feel like that happens every time a woman's pregnant on TV. If someone says something shitty about it.
Yeah.
See, how often do we see those stories? You know who else was getting that lately was Meghan Markle, because she appeared at some award show. She was holding her baby bump, and everyone on Twitter's like, okay, we get it, you're pregnant. Why are you holding your bump like that?
Again, no more voice for you. We're in the public eye. You have to have thick skin. That's part of it. I'm okay with it. You cannot like the hair today. We're used to that. You cannot like the makeup, the outfit, that's fine. But, you know, obviously it's, you don't want to hear that. I got a handwritten letter saying it looks like I'm about to deliver an elephant.
Oh, God. Well, burn in hell, you.
I know.
Who wrote that?
She was originally from Southfield. She got 2 degrees in meteorology, 1 from Michigan State, another from Mississippi State. This isn't the latest story. Oh.
I mean, there's not much new.
Maybe this isn't the New York Post reported that she hanged herself.
Oh, Radar Online talked to the coroner.
Okay.
And mentioned that.
Did you know Radar Online was part of the American media?
It's their online presence, yeah.
They're part of the Inquirer, too.
I did not know that.
That's why you'll see those stories on Radar being the Inquirer or the Globe later in the week.
I just
I don't know why that's their online presence, but.
Yeah. So Radar Online had the most.
Yeah.
And death by hanging. I mean, it really doesn't change anything.
No. Mm-mm.
This is Radar Online. It's a bloid.
Somebody called it a gruesome scene. I don't know how it wouldn't be gruesome, but yeah. I'm not sure. What does that mean? I mean, wouldn't that be? Why is it extra gruesome?
Oh.
All right. Well, I don't know.
Boy, they've had a tough go at Fox, too. You know, the general manager committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was another.
Many people
one,
know
too.
That. Do a lot of people know that?
Not really. I don't think so. And they just had a real run of bad luck over there. I guess that was just. I guess that was the only additional fact we'd heard about that, but it wasn't being reported. She's dead. She's dead. And so I just sort of connected that in my head with Pete Davidson because I don't know. I don't even want to compare the two because they're not really comparable. But on the other hand, this whole thing about who's the guy that had to apologize for his tweet?
Rappaport.
Rappaport was suggesting that Pete Davidson is a big drama queen. And I think he was, wasn't he calling somebody else a whiner? Was it Ariana Grande or Kanye West?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that thought was as quite as rare as all the prayer people. I think it was.
I'd love to know.
But Rappaport is doing the very same thing. He's playing social media for clicks. So.
This is a
probably, maybe. So, but I think he would say that anyway. I believe he meant that.
Sure, he's.
Oh, I think he meant it.
He didn't see
caustic,
part of, didn't see part of the story.
I think he was lying about that, though.
Oh, about?
About not knowing the
whole
story.
Oh, I agree.
Story. I don't believe
I totally agree. I think
why
he
would
was,
you comment unless you knew
I think
the main
was
part of the story?
Delighted with his comments, but of course he was shamed.
Maybe this is a little bit morbid, but you know when people kill themselves, everybody wants to know what they could have done. I mean, we all know people that have done it. I wonder if people that do that, how often there is a cry for help. Because Jessica didn't. I'm thinking of the one friend that killed himself. There never was anything like that. There was never a threat. But then you have Pete Davidson talking about it. Not to demean it, but I wonder if there's any kind of stats.
I wonder,
on
you know
that.
What? This is.
Are you more likely to do it and say something about it beforehand?
I wonder what the. Oh, this is stupid. I'm going to call it seriously. Shall I thought. Wonder how many people that say I don't want to be this earth anymore, or something to that.
Are
effect,
really suicidal?
Really?
That's what I mean.
Do it.
That's a more simpler way of putting what I'm.
I have a funny feeling it's pretty low.
I do too.
I don't. I'm just saying.
Because people we know that have offed themselves, I don't ever remember them saying anything like that.
Or they're so predictable that everyone kind of knows they're in a horrible. They're always in a horrible. I got an email from somebody who's talking about their. They were comparing one of their kids to Pete Davidson in that this child has so many issues so often over so long that he kind of sucks the air out of the family. The other three kids don't get any attention. The marriage suffers. And yet, because this one child is depressed, you know, no one can say, hey, suck it up. You know, there's other people in the world besides you. And he was saying that after a lot of counseling and help that there's been a learning curve that, you know, you can't just always do. I mean, there is a drama element there. There's been a lot done for the one child. Mm-hmm. The other three have been ignored and forced to, you know, try and put their attention on helping the one.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
What?
I really felt bad for him because I understand what he's saying, and I've you see this on Intervention all the time where there's the one kid that shoots heroin, does painkillers, has a coke problem, drinking problem, and all the attention is, everyone is riveted by that one person who keeps doing more and more things, more terrible things, more things that require attention, needs more help.
It's a different kind of illness, though.
Well, but there's a lot of depression with...
Yeah. But I think you defer to what the doctors say
A lot of these people on intervention are depressed, are suicidal, there's a lot of molestation, there's a lot of things.
I feel like 90% of the population's been molested.
I know, it does seem that way if you pay attention to the things we pay attention to.
80% has post-traumatic stress disorder of some kind.
PTSD does seem to be on the rise.
It's going to replace anxiety as the go-to excuse.
Do you have to actually have some sort of doctor's note to say you have PTSD?
Or anxiety.
You just declare you do.
Either one. I don't think there's any real diagnosis to it. How many people do you know that I have anxiety, so I self-medicate with X or Y?
Who doesn't have anxiety?
Everybody does. Life makes you anxious.
Is Ryan Armani anxious? Doesn't seem very
anxious. Yeah, no, he totally is.
Might be the one guy.
Should we put a Twitter poll or call him about it? Let's do a Twitter poll and then call him about it.
Okay.
He seems to say everything that's on his mind as well. I'd be surprised if there was something that he's holding back.
Which I like that about Ryan, though. That's great.
Tag him on the tweet, too.
Mm-hmm. He was terribly upset about Jessica.
Thank you, Ryan, very much.
He's the one person when we were still working at the radio station, I'd walk in, and for a time there, he was doing the morning show, and he's like, "Hi, how you doing?" And I was like, fuck is this?
He is always light in a dark room.
I noticed how infectious that is.
He's great. He's hilarious. Nothing bothers him, too.
Yeah.
He's got two
little
kids.
Actually, one thing bothers him.
What's that?
When Michigan loses to Michigan State. Oh. And he has to hear all the shit from
I think
people.
When Michigan loses to anyone, he's pretty upset.
Yeah. That's a good, healthy way of being.
It is.
You know.
To get pissed.
Venting disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to Thomas Markle, which we should, I think we need to really plunge into the Thomas Markle situation. He gave an exclusive interview to Piers Morgan and the Good Morning Show in England that I think doesn't pretty much everyone watch this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. GMB.
Sure.
And he's been silent for 6 months, and he's been ghosted by Meghan Markle, and he doesn't understand. The holidays are coming up. He's got a grandchild on the way. And he is, he hasn't said he doesn't want to be in this earth or anything like that.
It's heartbreaking.
But it's heartbreaking. Our hearts break, all of us, all of our hearts break for Thomas Markle.
What?
And
no.
Perhaps he's being punished because he did take money from a tabloid to do some fake, what were those videos of him
paparazzi.
Trying on clothes and things for the wedding?
Looking at a tour guide.
Oh, yeah. So stupid.
A picture book of England.
I almost think that was unforgivable myself. I think the royal family really turned on him with that one.
Does she have a choice whether or not she can ghost him? Maybe she's not allowed to talk to him by protocol.
Surely he's texting her every day.
On a regular phone?
Nothing.
Well, we don't know who's on the other end of the phone.
It seems that nothing good can come of anything he says publicly. Because, I mean, didn't he learn that? And by the way, speaking of drama...
Daddy.
Isn't he a bit of a drama? I mean, wasn't everything about Thomas Markle?
Yes.
Who didn't even go to the fucking wedding?
He made the wedding
Will
about
Thomas
him.
Markle be there? Can he be there? Oh, is he having a heart attack? Is it a heart attack? He's in the hospital. Oh, my God, he's going to die. And somehow he didn't die. And he's still around.
How about you, sweetheart?
He lives to attention whore on.
Seems like it.
Daddy?
Is he given a couple interviews lately? I don't believe this 6 months of silence.
No, you know what? I saw, well, as you'll learn when you hear the interview, not all of it's true.
Oh, yes.
But
of course.
I read something a couple weeks ago that he proved that he really did have two heart attacks with medical records.
Why you gotta prove it then?
What does that say about someone?
So skeptical about me. Well, he asked the Queen for help too, which is bizarre, where it's sort of like... You know, a guy going to his boss or his wife's boss or vice versa.
Yeah, that's true.
Going to the husband's boss asking him to please.
Did you get that from the interview? Did you see the whole interview?
I did not.
Because.
I missed that.
That was Piers Morgan's idea. Thomas just went along with it.
I know, it was funny.
To go to the Queen?
Yes.
Piers was instigating big time.
He was the highlight of the piece.
Brilliantly, though. I thought he did a fabulous job.
I kept him on the phone
a long time, or on the satellite, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's definitely worth a look. There's other important news today involving Woody Allen, and also another item was really... oh, yeah, the Ice Princess murder down in Florida had a verdict.
Yeah.
That's a wild case. So stand by for that.
Yeah, right now it's the holiday season where people and families come together and wishes come true. It's why Hoop McInerney Starlinkin celebrates the season by hosting the annual Lincoln Wishlist sales event, where at Star, the amazing prices will make America's premier luxury car feel like it's their gift to you. The line of SUVs, it's an amazing line. They're the best cars. The Sporty, MKC, the new option-laden Nautilus, and the Navigator. Plus, if you want a car, they have the MKZ sedan. That's what I drive in the legendary Continental. Speaking of the Continental, did you see that story today? The new over $100,000 Continental they're putting out.
What?
I did not.
Limited edition design. They're making 80 of them. And it's based on the 1961 Continental where the doors open like this.
Oh, the suicide doors.
The carriage, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Does it drive itself and all
carriage
that?
Carriage doors.
Okay. They were always called suicide doors, weren't they?
Yeah.
That's what suicide doors were?
I think so.
Yeah. I thought they opened the other way. This one opens one way, normal one way. So the back door opens off the other hinge. The front door opens off a normal
hinge. I don't know. I thought that was what that was, but who knows?
Did anyone ever? Well, sure. I got to show you the picture of this, and then I'll get back to the read.
Oh, breaking news, no sign of the missing Colorado mom. They've been searching the yard and house and vehicles.
Where's that guy live?
On a lot of acreage. Share that car.
Pretty far out there.
Tis the season where Detroit's most accommodating and knowledgeable sales team connects you to the car of your dreams, including our very own Jimmy D. Give him a call at 855-567-STAR. Or email him jimmyd@starlincoln.com. Be a part of the Lincoln legend. Come see Star's beautifully remodeled showroom. It's a perfect environment to shop, test drive, and then take home the Star of American Luxury Cars. It is the Lincoln Wishlist sales event. It runs now through January 2nd at Star Lincoln in Southfield at 12 and Telegraph.
Headline, CNN Business, Lincoln Continental brings back suicide doors.
Whoa! I can't say that. It's 2018.
I know, in light of the Pete Davidson story, it seems that that be...
I bet you there's
inappropriate.
Are there comments on that story? Because I bet you anything somebody commented that.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
I wish I'd
suicide
never...
Suicide doors, oh my God!
This whole business of triggering.
You were
can't you just say it? I know I was triggered. Can't you just say you're triggered and everyone has to feel sorry for you immediately? It doesn't matter what triggered you or if you had any business being triggered.
I wish I would have used that a lot more.
I know. It would have come in really handy.
Well, you know, Mark was
people triggered. To back off.
Mark was triggered yesterday after the show. Yesterday during the program, we called Walmart because of that viral.
Oh, that. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, that viral guy, that guy quit by going on the intercom. He
did you see that guy,
himself,
no.
And he quit, and it was...
Play it again. It's worth hearing. This is a person who's clearly triggered himself.
I would have fired him, too.
He's 17. He's been called a waste of time by a manager.
That's a triggering.
Absolutely. No, he's been triggered. He's beyond triggered. He punches in the intercom, and he quits in front of all the customers.
And he videotapes him doing it.
Yeah, that makes it a little suspect, doesn't it?
Attention all shoppers, associates, and management. I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here, ever. Our managers will make promises and never keep them. And not only that, they will preach to us about how they care about their employees. But about a month ago, my boss, assistant manager Cora, called me a waste of time and management did nothing to help. Management will also try and save money every step of the way, including cutting benefits of a full-time associate down to part-time, even though he worked 40-plus hours a week. I've been a loyal employee here for over a year and a half, and I'm sick of all the bullshit, bogus write-ups, and my job. Fuck management, fuck this job, and fuck Walmart.
Oh, but we called that Walmart, and you know, we talked to a couple people there. I think we did talk to his manager, Cora, briefly.
We tried to get a hold of Cora so she could break her silence. And we could find out if she did indeed call him a waste of time.
Uh-huh. So yesterday, after the show... that same number called back. Walmart called back.
Oh.
And so I figured, oh, it's got to be them. And I answered, and it was just someone going, it's Chris there. And so I handed the phone to Mark, and he said, yes, this is Chris. And then somehow throughout their exchange, she called him a retard.
She goes, who do you think this is, retard? And I said, you can't say that. It's 2018.
Do you think it was Cora?
I think it was Cora. She's known for throwing insults.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Bitch.
Should we try Cora back?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good reason to open the Hall Financial Hotline.
Sure.
Anyway, this boy, this youngster was triggered. Now, he's getting...
youngster.
I'm sure. I'm sure he's getting a lot of, yeah! But if that was...
He's a dermatologist.
Uh-huh. If that was Joey at Walmart quitting his job that way, would you be proud of him?
I don't know.
He's shaking his head, no. No, I wouldn't want to see my kid doing that at Walmart. I mean, that's... Doesn't that seem like something a lot of people would do nowadays? I mean, at Google, they'd probably have a walkout over it in support of it.
I'll take it one step further. Imagine you're shopping at that Walmart and that came over the speaker and just be like, ugh. And roll your eyes and keep shopping.
I think you'd laugh. I mean, the first thing I would do is laugh.
Yeah, probably.
And then I would wonder about Cora calling him a waste of time.
I would just assume he was a waste of time, which is bad of me. Triggering.
Well, he was. He wasted everybody's time.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Should we just bring it to the surface that a phony phone call was made to us when we made a real media inquiry?
Yeah.
Didn't know there was other parts of the song. Take this
job. I know.
I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the
Was it not open?
I was working for.
I think
that closed down.
We must have been the first media outlet to call Cora. I'm quite proud of that. Why isn't Cora at least issuing a no comment? Shouldn't there be some response from Cora or Walmart? Has Walmart responded to this at all?
Should we go Walmart next, the corporate?
Yeah.
No. You think so? You think they've issued a...
I would think they'd be very aware of it.
Yeah.
You're right, Drew. I think they got pounded this morning with calls.
Hello?
Is this Walmart?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm calling from the Drew and Mike show. We were trying to reach Cora yesterday for comment on the employee that quit because he had said she referred to him as a waste of time, and we wanted to get some comment from her, see if she would break her silence. And then we weren't able to get comment. I don't know if we were disconnected or what happened, but then there were some calls back to our studio, and someone referred to someone in the show as a retard, and there was some unfortunate language used, and I just didn't know if what was going on
there. Okay. Sorry about that, sir.
Yeah, it's okay.
We don't know what happened, I guess, but what I'm going to do is, what studio you said?
Well, we were trying to get a comment from Cora if she wanted to deny making the comment, or if...
No, I mean, which studio are you from, like, so that I can go to the manager, right? I'm going to transfer to the managers.
Yeah, this...
So I just need...
Well, I'm sorry, what was your question?
Yeah, my question was, like, which, from where are you from, like, which studio is it?
Detroit.
So that I can just...
Detroit.
Is it Fast Talker? Yeah, we're in Detroit.
Detroit?
Yes, Detroit, Michigan.
Why do you talk that way?
He's a Fast Talker.
Okay, just give me a second, sir.
Okay, hey. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, sir.
It's going to take forever.
I bet you he wants that information because yeah. They have a list of, look at all the different cities that called us today.
Oh, that could be.
Oh. Is it like a point of pride?
That's
or?
True. By being on Sunday, we got to jump on the Monday media.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, we were the first to call.
Wow.
Sure.
First to get the call back, too.
Because they actually gave us to Cora.
Yeah, they did.
And her temper got away.
No, Corey's kind of a hothead, in my opinion.
We should look up the number she called from and call it back.
Oh, it's on here. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't the same number.
Oh.
Right, but it was right after the Walmart number called.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know why anybody else from Alberta would be calling us.
Yes, it was the same like town. Well,
Stan's not from Alberta, is he?
So somebody, it's probably somebody's cell phone.
Yeah, well, I think it's hers.
But they'll know what 248 is.
Wait a minute. This is Canada?
Yeah, yes. I know. It makes
How can
it even
an
worse.
Impolite person
I know,
still
it is
be living in Canada without being ejected?
You want me to try that one? Because I don't know where we're going here with this.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear management apologize. I think we deserve an apology. Mark was triggered.
I know.
Yeah, call that number. Call it the other number. Management will call
us back. We're still on hold.
I think management will call us back.
I had a new song for her.
There's a past of disconnections with this number, so They might be aware. They might. Hopefully, they've been made aware of that. I could swear that guy was a fast talker. I couldn't understand him.
I don't know what he was saying.
It was a French accent.
French?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Canada.
Yesterday, the girl was like Indian.
Hey, reach Tanya with me.
What?
Your name, number, brief message, and I'll be happy to get back to you or fire me off a text or a Facebook message. Anyway, I hope you have a fun field project this day.
So I don't know how to borrow a phone.
After leaving a message, you can hang up or press pound for more options.
Oh, maybe you can re-listen to it.
Yes, I'm calling from the network. We had some calls in to Walmart yesterday, and someone returned a call from this number and used some unfortunate language on the people to answer the phones here at the network.
He was triggered. He's not doing well.
No, he was upset about it, and we're trying to get some comment over a news story about someone who had quit and made some statements there about a person named Cora, a manager, apparently called him a waste of time. Which we thought was certainly deserved a response, or if she wanted to break her silence or make no comment. Anyway, these unfortunate phone calls started pouring in, and we just want to let someone know, and hopefully you can call us back and we can sell this.
The man that was triggered, though, is at work, just so you know, at least according to John Cryer.
Barely.
Yeah. Thank you for your attention to this delicate subject. Have a great day.
Did you press pound?
That's an urgent message.
Yes.
Cora sounded like a... I don't know about Cora. Boy, she slammed the phone down fast, too.
Man.
Well, if I know this one, she'll call back.
Yeah, she probably will. Do you think the government will be shut down Friday?
The government?
Well,
yeah,
over the border.
Yeah, I think it will be.
What part of the government won't be shut down? So I know, you know, like, will the post office still work? Post office, right?
Oh, that's a good
overcomes.
Question.
I think the national parks.
And
if you're headed out to one of our wonderful national parks, I think
not so much.
No plans.
Yeah,
but
what else?
But we're going to hear stories about people who are showing up and they're like, we planned this vacation for 3 months and we had no idea. And then they'll show the people, the workers are over before the holidays. And you know, they're going to be reimbursed. It's going to be a paid vacation in addition to their already paid vacation. They always reimburse the
they
people,
saying,
don't they?
They
always
saying,
do that.
Yeah, but they were saying 35,000 will be furloughed, though. So will not get paid their money back.
But they always end up paying them, don't they?
Well, they have to pass something to do it?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They do.
By the way, what happens at a national park that you have to have a lot of people there running it?
I know, why can't you just
drive in?
You go
in?
What do they do?
And go
they,
out?
They don't catch you when you fall off the mountain.
Yeah.
Do they? Using any resources.
Well, what if you're one of those turds that gets lost on a trail? They
yeah, whatever.
You.
You're lost.
That's true. I guess maybe the water fountains aren't turned on. the bathroom doors are locked.
Well.
I don't know. I hate government shutdowns because, honestly, I feel like Ariana Grande. It clogs up the news,
yeah.
And there's really nothing happening. And not only that, doesn't it seem like everything's sort of okay when the government shut down? I mean, yeah, we're going, oh, my God, this government shutdown is fucking my life up.
Well, if there is one time to shut it down, wouldn't it be over the Christmas
probably,
season?
Probably, yeah.
True.
And a lot of people aren't working or doing much anyway.
But then the army, that is the reason why this is being shut down, or the border control, will have to go to work, right?
Yeah, but some of them are considered non-essential, some border patrol people. So
that's right.
I mean,
I don't get it.
Any chance of avoiding this? Because I know Trump wants $5 million. They've offered $5 billion. Mm-hmm. They've offered $1.6 billion to build a little fence, and he wants a big wall. So I don't see how that comes together.
Un-American.
Did you see part of serious issue, shallow thought, part of the detail of the wall is that it had to look nice on our side and shitty on theirs.
Very good.
Yes, that was one of the details that they included in their order.
You're not going to get them to pay for it that way.
Whoever came up with that deserves a raise. That's a great idea.
So how do you make it look shitty on their side, though?
Anyway, I have a feeling this will bode very poorly.
Yeah.
This will not Although when Clinton
for who for everybody
for the president for Trump, when Clinton shut the government down, though, he won. Wasn't he the hero when the government shut down? Although he was banging Monica Lewinsky, so that happened. But I mean, but that aside, didn't Clinton end up the winner when he shut down the government, or when the government shut down?
What was the battle over there? I forget. Why did he?
This is really funny. I'm not sure I can remember any reason the government's ever been shut down. It's been shut down what, three times since then?
Yeah, because you have to.
Do you remember any of the things that were so important the government had to be shut down? Does anyone remember any of them?
It's a pissing match over the budget. It always is.
Oh yeah,
but I mean specifically what it was that was so important.
The Clintons was the funding for Medicare and education.
Thank you.
Due to the 96 federal budget.
But I remember the public supported Clinton afterwards and blamed Congress, as I recall. But this time, I don't think, first of all, he's already said, I'll take the blame. I'll shut the government down over border security. So he's already said he'll accept the blame. I don't think this is blame he wants. Although hard to say, I did see a poll today. It's the only reason I brought it up. That 62% believe that he's lying about Russia. And then they had, 40. Although when he's talking about Trump telling the truth, isn't it always 60% or somewhere in that neighborhood?
Yeah.
I mean, if you asked, do you think Donald Trump generally...
42%, 38%.
Do you think he generally is lying? Wouldn't the number be about that?
Yeah.
Because I think 24% of Republicans said yes, and 94% of Democrats said yes. But on the other hand, his approval rating wasn't, I thought it would be lower. It was 43%. Wall Street Journal poll today.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what else is in there. But I just have a feeling, first of all, the stock market is getting
slaughtered
getting
today.
Smashed.
A lot of that's on earnings,
the one thing he relies on.
It's under 24,000.
It's people making money.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
He tweeted about the...
A lot of death and blood and money.
Is that what he said?
He's very mad at the Fed. Because they're raising rates on Wednesday.
Oh, right, yeah.
But they know that.
Oh, they are raising rates.
That's what they said.
Really?
That's already cooked in.
I'm surprised.
But doesn't it have a reaction, though? Well, wait. No,
it's always cooked in. It's cooked in before it happens, if they know it's happening or they think it's happening.
Can you shut government down before the Fed does that? And then they can't.
That'd be a good point. Shut the government down so the Fed can't raise rates.
Yeah, and then it's shut down for the entire 2 weeks of Christmas, New Year.
Well,
this isn't a spending money contest.
Anyway, I guess we'll know Friday if we still have a government. Somehow I think we'll all be okay.
Yeah, we'll live.
Oh.
And it'll chew up a lot of time.
See you on Friday.
It'll chew up a lot of the news cycle when we're not working, which is ideal. If the government's going to shut down, I would so much rather be off than be working during that stupidity. But besides Cora, let's see, we're talking about Thomas Markle. Mm-hmm. Was there something else important?
Woody Allen.
You know, we could hit Woody Allen real quick.
Did you read the whole interview with Woody Allen's teenage lover?
I read a good portion of it. She was 16.
Still likes him.
He was 41. She started an 8-year affair with Woody Allen. Wait.
She initiated it, by the way.
Woody Allen. Oh, that guy is 85 pounds of pure sex.
She was 17?
16.
16?
She's not old enough to consent.
This is the picture of her when she was...
She's pretty.
I don't know if that's when she's 16.
It says it was taken a year after her relationship with Woody.
Okay, so she's 17?
Pretty revealing for a 17-year-old.
Yeah, she looks pretty good. Now, I can't. Can you believe that chick
mature
would fuck Woody Allen? That seems incredible to me.
No.
How does he pull all these chicks?
He's a genius.
She hit on him, though. They were eating in the same restaurant. She came back from the ladies' room and dropped a note on his table with her phone number that said, since you've signed enough autographs, here's mine.
Well, she wanted a role.
Oh. Yeah.
Huh.
She wanted to be a model, too.
Yeah, I think this might happen every once in a while.
Sounds like a great one.
Where a hot young woman does something like that.
But she never saw the view from his high-rise apartment because all they were doing was banging. Gross. He's 41.
Yeah. I know. And then he starts dating Mia Farrow 3 or 4 years later, and they have three ways. He and Mia and this hottie.
Yeah.
Although she said she feels now that she was very dispensable and she was used.
She was.
For exciting three-way action. The
By Mia?
The teenager.
Yeah, used her. Oh.
She was used by Woody. Oh. Yeah.
She also worked as a personal assistant to Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, boy. She knows how to pick them, huh?
Yeah.
She did say that Woody, I guess when she's about 20, said, I would like you to meet my girlfriend, which was a surprise to her because she thought she was his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So she was curious to meet Mia, and she said she enjoyed their three ways.
She also was an assistant for Robert Evans.
Oh, so she got that,
some
too.
Wild guys.
And around the block.
Yeah.
How's she doing now, by the way?
Hey, you ladies ever try a threesome?
Does that girl look 16 there?
No.
I mean,
in the other picture, though, she looks like she's in her 20s.
Yeah.
She has two unpublished memoirs.
Yeah.
Unpublished?
Yeah. Well, no one wants to buy them because she's not trashing anybody.
Well, maybe this will sell one of them.
If you want, I can even call my girlfriend over for a little fun.
By the way, that girl that keeps getting stories in the Daily Mail about, yeah, it was banging Matt Perry when he was doing all those drugs, and here's how crazy it was. And she put a screenshot of a text conversation with Kid Rock out once.
Yep.
And last week, she had a little thing about, I did Dax Shepard after he'd been with Kristen Bell for a while, I think a couple years in, which, you know, basically they're just shitty stories that somebody will pay for. I mean, I guess, I don't know how many people she has stories on, but, boy, it's a nice way to make a living. And she's Julie Andrews' granddaughter.
Oh. Can Andrews set her straight?
Is Julie alive to do that?
Yes.
She's alive?
Yeah, she's alive.
How do you guys so up on Julie Andrews
because
being
of this
alive?
Mary Poppins exactly. stuff that's going
That she snubbed. Yeah. They wanted her to be in it and have a cameo, and she said, no!
Well, maybe she didn't snub it. Maybe she's just like, I don't need to go there. Dick Van Dyke can do all that.
Dick Van Dyke, who turned 93, by the way.
Oh, really?
He looks great!
Does look good. He's pretty fucking amazing.
Wait, hang on. You might have to repeat what you just said.
What?
I saw a picture.
A little slow in the draw. All right, go ahead and repeat it. Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke looks amazing. He's 93.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care.
Totally worth it.
I heard him on someone's podcast. It might have been... Wait, who was it? He sounded sharp as hell. Sharper than me because I can't remember whose podcast it was.
He works out every day like you do.
Dick Van Dyke?
Yeah, him and really? Carl Reiner.
Oh, my God.
Carl Reiner's working out?
Getting hotter.
Yeah.
Boy, I bet they pump a lot of iron.
Didn't he have a documentary like, Every Day I Read the Obits or something?
I don't know.
He did.
Yeah, I think so. Carl Reiner is...
Is he alive?
Legitimately. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know how much Carl Reiner's benching.
Funny.
The bar.
Who benches more, Dick or Carl?
Just this last Friday at 2:23 p.m., I was benching, and I put up 350 pounds.
Yeah!
Nice.
So it looks like Dick Van Dyke periodically does podcasts.
Well, let's get him on.
He did Spike's Car Radio last year. He also did Gilbert Gottfried the year before.
Gilbert Gottfried, that's what it was.
So yeah.
He was good on there. He was sharp.
And
blown away.
Just in case you guys want to know, there is a Dick Van Dyke Show fan podcast.
Oh, is there?
Really?
It's all about
the Petrie family and
they had
Millie
podcasts
and...
back in the 1950s,
apparently.
How is there enough of that show to discuss? Do you just take an episode and go,
oh my God. Lord, look hot in this.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah, because that was
all
really
dudes.
The coolest thing about the show now is how hot Mary Tyler Moore was then.
Yeah. Does anybody have Rosemary in that cardigan sweater?
The Dick Van Dyke Show.
The Dick Van Dyke Show fan podcast.
Ow!
Episode number one.
Gotta have quality.
Host John Lane. I appreciate you guys for coming out.
Maury
today.
Amsterdam. Really, who played Mel Cooley? The bald guy? Dick.
Okay.
Crap.
Can you get it before
show
I
show my age
it?
Here? It's just not coming. It's not downloading.
Richard
Deacon. Deacon. Thank you. Dick. I said Dick, didn't I?
Yeah, Dick Deacon.
Starting one on. McHale's Navy. I mean, McHale's Navy fan.
McHale's Navy
fan podcast.
Who would listen to that? Right you're now, talking about a target audience of right people who are 80.
Right Massaway's all over this podcast.
People who are like 80 said, are so John good at electronics.
Yeah, no, they love podcasts.
Oh man!
Wow!
Really?
Oof.
Okay.
Oof.
Hey, is there anything more on Colin Kroll, the guy from here that ran HQ Trivia, which is dear to our hearts, and Vine?
Rogo said some nice things about him.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did you participate in the quiz?
No.
No? How many people were on there?
Out of respect.
I don't recall getting a push notification for it, but...
Do they just business as usual? No reference to or...
Yeah, Scott Rogowski, Rogo. That's what Mark was talking about.
Sorry, but, I didn't mean to speak
I meant that, but he did while conducting HQ?
I saw it on the news.
That made the news? Rogo mentioned it?
Now that I think
about
it.
That's the best plug HQ Trivia's had in a long time.
Hello, HQDs.
Let's pause it for a second.
Scott here.
Now that I think about it, that's not like a news interview where someone talked to him. That's from the app. So he did say it on the show.
Oh, he did.
Okay.
I was looking forward to being back on air.
He went to Andover High School.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is where Evan and Alex went. And Matt thought he lived in Huntington Woods. Eli knows his dad. Ugh. Just unthinkable. I mean, you look at this whiz kid. He's 35 years old. He's had these enormous successes. And, I mean, not that it wouldn't be horrible in any way, shape, or form, but it's just hard to fathom a 35-year-old guy whose celebrity net worth is $200 million. Wow.
Man.
Under these circumstances, it is with a heavy heart that I must share some tragic news that has befallen the HQ family. Our friend and founder, Colin Kroll, passed away unexpectedly early this morning at the age of 34. Colin, or CK as we called him, was a true visionary who changed the game twice, first with Vine and then with this very app that you're hearing and seeing me through right now. HQ Trivia, the game show that you love so much, would not exist.
I wonder what the comments are that are scrolling.
But first and foremost, Colin was a good friend and colleague, a person of compassion and generosity.
Yeah, there's a bunch of jerks going, hurry up!
Yeah, when are we starting the game?
HQ, shocked and deeply saddened. Colin was also a loving son and brother, and our thoughts and sympathies are with his family at this time.
Oh, boy.
Out of respect, there will be no show tonight.
He was a son, I think. Oh,
but we will resume our regularly scheduled programming with HQ Trivia tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Colin was an animal lover. He'd sometimes bring his dog Tater to the office. As such, we are donating what would have been tonight's $25,000 cash prize to the Humane Society
in
Colin's honor and memory.
How many Taters you got?
We appreciate the messages of condolence that we've received from many of you in the HQ community. Together, we will get through this. The show will go on, and it will do so forever indebted to the man and the mind who helped create it. Thank you, CK. Good night, everybody.
Huh? I bet that was tough to decide because with all the attention on HQ Trivia, it might have been a good night, too.
Might have
a better, bigger audience. Just saying.
It did say there was about 715,000 watching it.
Really? So see, that's their size was way down.
Yeah. Well, most, was that Sundays?
It was either Sundays or last night because he said we'll be back tomorrow.
Well, most Sunday ones are that's the big number because of how high.
Are you putting a damper on it?
No, but I'm saying that they used to go from 2 million on a Sunday to now 700,000. During the weekday, it used to be about 1 million, and now it's at about, I don't know, 300,000 to 400,000.
Yeah, it was a top 10 game. It's now like 250. That's why I thought maybe they would do it. Just saying.
Well,
but that was very tasteful of them not to.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. It got much worse. Mm-hmm. We got to get Thomas Markle ready to go. That's for certain. That is important. That cannot be ignored. The Thomas Markle story. Ghosted by his daughter, the princess. What's she the princess of? The princess
Wales?
Of something?
Sussex.
Princess of Sussex.
Sussex.
Her father, who, I was going to say he didn't birth her. He raised her from the age of 11 on his own, by the way. And
Daddy.
All the efforts, I mean, honestly, everyone tried to put Humpty Dumpty Markle back together again for the royal wedding. And
it's not to be.
For all his efforts, it was not to be. Multiple heart attacks, multiple drama. We, of course, read and viewed it regularly. It was the story of the royal wedding.
Yeah, it really was.
Will he make it?
It's a beautiful sidebar.
I know. The royal family drove them fucking nuts. We're so sick of him. And he did sell a couple stories, but everything seemed to be cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, they acted like everything was cool, but now he's been ghosted. He can't get her to respond to him. They haven't spoken for a long, long time. So Fortunately, Piers Morgan was able to get him to break his silence, which I'm sure the royal family would be delighted because maybe they just didn't know. Is it possible? In spite of all the media activity, maybe nobody's monitoring the media.
That could be.
Maybe that's a weakness in the royal family that they need to do something about. But it's been a great first year for the Yaldo Eye Center, Drew and Mike podcast partnership, as many of you have taken advantage of Dr. Yaldo's free comprehensive evaluation and then decided either on custom CATS LASIK, the world's most advanced, many people 50 plus, have gotten the multifocal implants that give you near precise, near and far vision for life. Others have opted to simply stick to the old technology and get great frames and lenses from Dr. Yaldo's classy new optical department. By the way, the Jessica Starr story, which you know is kind of hanging over LASIK surgery right now, he doesn't do that kind of LASIK, just for the record.
Oh, right. I didn't really understand what kind that was. I'd never heard of that.
I didn't really know what the difference would be either, but they were alleging some people had it. A very small number, but it was enough to bother you. Know.
It's odd how it's standing out in this story. It's
Yeah,
I
wondered if it wasn't getting too much attention.
I kind of thought that, too. I'm sure it's more complex.
I was certain of it, and then as I read more, the people who were pushing the theory were really getting into some deep stuff, and who am I to say? But anyway, Dr. Yaldo does not do that kind of LASIK surgery. Eli told me that the other day. Everyone who says they heard about Dr. Yaldo on the podcast gets a healthy Drew and Mike discount, and we've had great success with Dr. Yaldo, and he's had great success with us, so it's really gone well this year. Now, if you have a Flexor Health Savings account that has to be used by the end of the month, get the free evaluation, put your remaining 2018 funds as a down payment to get surgery whenever you're ready. So plenty of ways to see better, save, and enjoy a better lifestyle without the hassle of glasses and contacts. Just call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center. And then, I wonder how Maz's month is going. What are you laughing about?
Man, just look at the TV. Thomas Markle was up there.
Yeah, they've been
covering his ear.
They've been covering all the foolishness on Channel 4. I saw Pete Davidson. I saw Offset.
Looks like George R.R. Martin meets Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
They Cronenberged really into the good. Same
there's,
body.
There's Megan cradling her baby bump that made so many people mad.
You know, it angers me just looking at it. I'm livid. How dare she? Good God, how stupid. Oh, Chris Watts. See, they're covering all the angles.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's December, which means all the good boys and girls get a visit from Santa. And Zot Ford and Jolly Holly is celebrating their Built for the Holiday sales event. This is not your average sales event, ladies and gentlemen. During Zot Ford's Built for the Holiday sales event, you pay what they pay. In other words, you don't have to be an employee to get the employee discount on select vehicles, such as the 18 Ford Escape. As low as $123 a month, no plan, no problem. You don't need a plan. It's the you pay what they pay month. Or at least a new 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4, as low as $144 a month. No plan, no problem. Don't delay, because once St. Nick finishes his holiday gift giving, Zot Ford's Built for the Holiday sales event will be finished too. And while you're there, give Maz a big hug and tell him not to go near the mistletoe.
That's a creepy move.
I know.
A mistletoe?
Not sure why they're encouraging that in the copy.
Like it's a law that you have to make out with whoever's under a mistletoe. How dare you have a mistletoe? That's sexist. You don't have to do it.
Meanwhile, the team at Hall Financial secured their 500 5-stars, and they're still climbing. If you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, you need to call our friends at Hall. They're averaging 14 days for closing, answering calls and emails on weekends and at night, because they know you're very busy too, and they'll work on your schedule. You are the customer, the client. Home prices continuing to rise. Now is a great time to refinance and use that equity in your home. Maybe the holidays are part of it, or who knows? And you could skip a payment.
See?
Here's a review. Yeah, skip a payment. I was a first-time home buyer, didn't know anything. Chris and Nathan took their time to explain every question I had, answered all my emails and phone calls day or night, just like they claim in the copy. I would highly recommend Chris and Nathan to anyone who's a first-time home buyer. The team at Hall Financial is extremely client-oriented, upfront about everything. But don't take it from us. Experience a 5-star mortgage yourself. Go to drewandmikepodcast.com. Click on the Hall Financial link to get the special Hall Pass that's just for our listeners. Or call Hall Financial, find out details, and get unparalleled 5-star service on your home loan, 248, or your refi, 248-308-5000. Tell them that Drew and Mike sent you, NMLS number 1467435. Second out of nine. Joe Mixon on. I can't get over Joe Mixon on Cameo. Mm-hmm. Joe Mixon?
Someone was pointing out, how about the fact that Joe Mixon is playing in the NFL, tearing it up, but Kareem Hunt, nowhere to be found.
Okay, second down and nine.
Whose act was worse?
Oh, man, that Mixon video.
It's way worse, isn't it?
Really
bad. It's pretty bad. It's pretty awful.
I didn't even see it.
Kareem Hunt has two more. But
he would have hit her as hard if he could have gotten to her.
You're right. If she was standing up, he would have hit her.
He did tackle that guy into her, and he was trying to hit her.
Kick her in the head when she was down. I'm not saying.
Unfortunately, his friends are educated enough to fight hard when he's trying to hit a woman.
Isn't the real difference, though, that Kareem Hunt was already in the NFL?
Yeah.
Whereas Mixon was in college, because that's what matters.
Oh, wow. This video,
yeah, Mixon's punch.
I didn't even see it for the first time until like a week ago.
Oh, God.
It was awful.
Whew.
She hits her head so hard on the table. It's
okay, second out of nine. Jeez.
Uh-oh.
She does hit him first, just saying. Seriously, shell thought.
He's playing, though. He's doing
shouldn't
great.
Shouldn't hit anyone. I don't think anybody, did anyone suggest
that? Okay, second down and nine.
Maybe she shouldn't have hit him.
Well.
I mean, even though she's hit back harder. What if he had given her a little love tap and she had hit him really hard?
Oh, uh-huh.
Would anybody care?
For sure.
Well, they'd care.
Would him hitting her first matter?
She could play in the NFL then. Hmm. No one cared. What happened to him? He was redshirted. He was penalized while being redshirted.
Boy, I'm just watching the TV go by. This is the third time I've seen Pete Davidson in the time we've been doing the podcast.
Oh, that's Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly. Should we watch this? This is important. Another Pete Davidson
development. Wow, did you see the support that he provided there?
No, the support's fantastic.
Well, he flew to New York just for him.
He gave him a bro hug.
We have not, our forensic account has not yet verified that. Pajamas.
Okay, he did not join fellow cast members at the end.
I don't want to miss a second of this.
Wait, why does Miley have clothes on there?
Yeah, really? That's the real question. I'm downstairs.
Is Ariana Grande still downstairs since he wouldn't
apparently
see her? What if she was?
Keep going. Okay.
Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson has everyone talking about suicide prevention after an alarming post on social media. I really don't want to be on this earth anymore.
This guy's in such a great position. The picture they use him, he's wearing a shirt that says Dead Presidents and there's a gun on it.
Yeah.
But he's Pete Davidson, and he's really depressed, so he can wear anything. He could have a gun to Trump's head, and it'd be no big deal,
for the
right?
movie? Sure. For the movie Dead Presidents?
Was that what it was for?
I thought so.
Okay.
Welfare check just movie? Before the mid-season finale. Les Trent has more.
I could be wrong.
Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson has everyone talking about suicide prevention after an alarming post on social media.
He has no problem getting his picture taken, though.
I don't want to be on this earth anymore.
True.
I'm doing my best to stay here for you, but I actually don't know how much longer I can last, he wrote. There was a real concern that the 25-year-old comic might harm himself, but then a collective sigh of relief when he popped up live to introduce musical guest Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Pretty
I spoke
sad,
to clinical
though.
Psychiatrist Dr. Gail Saltz.
Well, that does sound like a cry for help. That does sound like somebody who is contemplating suicide as a thought.
Shut up, Dr.
They're
Gail
not
Saltz.
Making an imminent threat, but I would take that seriously.
His post triggered an outpouring of support from Jada Pinkett Smith. Pete Davidson, hang in there. There is a lot of help out there. From Megan.
Do you think he was thinking about suicide? Maybe, I don't know, about to jump off a 30 Rock, and then he saw a tweet from Jada Pinkett Smith?
It sounds that way.
And she's like, I know, I've been there. And so then he feels so much better.
Is that really what she's thinking he's seeing?
McCain sending love and light to Pete Davidson. Singer Cardi B sent her support in an Instagram video.
He doesn't have Instagram though.
You just saw how Pete Davidson was talking about
how glammed up she got for it.
Be on this earth because mad people be coming at him every single day.
His ex-fiance Ariana Grande rushed over to the SNL studio and tweeted, "Downstairs, and I'm not going anywhere if
you
need anyone or anything." According to published reports, Ariana was turned away by security.
Get out of here.
Concern about Davidson was so
what
intense,
a mess.
It triggered a welfare check by New York
York police, who rushed to Rockefeller Center to see if the star was okay. They spoke to him and said he was, quote, safe.
Davidson was cut from several live sketches because he apparently missed dress rehearsal.
Okay?
Reports say he stayed in his dressing room wearing pajamas.
Okay,
he did not join fellow cast members at the end of the show. After the show, Davidson was spotted with his good buddy, the rapper and actor Machine Gun Kelly, who flew in to be by his side. Gonna make sure he's good, Kelly tweeted. SNL executive producer Lorne Michaels was asked about Davidson after the show.
Davidson has been open about his struggles with mental health issues, revealing he has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder.
Hey, so Ariana Grande, mm-hmm. Mac Miller died, so she has to be triple worried that something will happen to him. So, and then he turns her away.
Yeah.
Could that relationship be turning around where she now can't get to him? He is,
so she wants
him now. She wants to make sure he's going to live because Mac Miller died.
He's playing hard to get, and he can get a sympathy fuck.
I did find audio.
Seems that way.
I did find audio of Pete and Machine Gun hanging out together.
Happy Christmas, Kelly. Thank you.
Well, that sounds good.
Sounds like it helped.
No, I think he's doing a lot better.
Good spirits.
Look at though, okay. SNL had what seemed to me, I didn't watch the whole show, but it seemed like a pretty good Christmas show.
It was a good episode, yeah.
Everything is about him. There's nothing about the show. And also Machine Gun Kelly, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Right.
And John Cryer.
And John Cryer. I mean, look at all the people who
John
are getting
Cryer
mentioned.
Was working in official capacity, though.
Well, it's true. I know he's the... Well, he was kind of the forensic accountant of the event. But everyone gets a lot of mentions out of this.
By far, the idea that SNL had a really good show was the bigger news story.
It should
at least
be the
to
bigger
me.
News story, yeah.
You would think. In spite of having a cast member who's cut from sketches and who's in his office in pajamas while Ariana Grande's fighting to get through security.
I'd actually like to watch that whole episode again and play guess which character was supposed to be Pete Davidson.
Oh, yeah.
I might rewatch that.
He missed
good game.
The rehearsal too, so they had to deal with that, the fact that he wasn't there for rehearsal. So I mean they had a lot of things going against him. They did a pretty good show.
Matt Damon owned that.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He was really good. Matt Damon.
Did Matt Damon tweet good well wishes to Pete Davidson?
Matt Damon.
Well, he gave him a spot
Matt
to introduce
Damon.
Miley Cyrus.
That's so true.
Nice of him. I don't know
but
if he
But then everyone saw how sad he was. I'm not sure that helped. Can we check?
But it showed that he was there. He confirmed John Cryer's reporting.
Can we check Kenan Thompson's Twitter? I just want to see if members of the show are tweeting stuff.
The beginning of GMA, when they teased the story where George is reading all the stories coming up, he said, you know, he talked about the tweet, and then he said, Ariana Grande and the New York police did a welfare check. I'm like, first off, Ariana did not do any welfare check. But why is she going in front of the police? It should be the New York police... did a welfare check, and Ariana Grande tweeted from the lobby of 30.
She has more followers on
than the New York City Police Department?
Okay. Probably.
But she doesn't do well. Is she doing welfare checks now in the city?
I guess so. I guess if Ariana Grande shows up, it is officially a welfare check. Just as John Cryer reports.
I gotta tell you, I don't want to be anywhere near. She seems like a little bit of bad luck. Pete Davidson, Mac Miller, Manchester.
Yeah, that's right.
Frankie Grande.
Frankie?
Well, he's kind of different. Actually, I like Frankie. I think he's my favorite.
It's her fault.
He's by far my favorite Grande.
I can't believe he helps that marriage that he's having a three-way with.
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
I wouldn't want Frankie Grande in a marriage.
What if one of those guys is on their period and the other two want to get it on? Or vice versa?
I've been checking cast member Twitters. So far, I haven't seen anything, actually.
Oh, they're really? Probably
that seems
completely
insensitive.
Shut down. They're told
that
not
seems
to.
Insensitive. Shouldn't his cast members be tweeting about this?
No, because they're doing the real thing and trying to take care of him. They're not grandstanding on social media.
I haven't checked their Instagrams, though.
But shouldn't they be telling us he's okay, like on Sunday morning?
They don't want to step on Cryer's toes. It's his
Ellen
job.
Jost?
Nothing?
Nothing. Leslie Jones, she posted a bunch with Miley. But
okay, look at are there any responses? What about Pete? You're out there.
Comments?
How can they not cancel? They should have canceled the post show party.
This is a GIF of her and Miley dancing. It's actually pretty funny. And it actually brings a great point to Miley, who had to wear double sided tape on her clothes because That was, I don't know. She kind of.
Because those big tits were going to fall out?
I don't know. The way she was wearing
it. Why does she wear that? It looks stupid.
She has to. She went on somebody's show one time wearing electrical tape in an X.
Yeah.
Oh. She has to up the ante.
She likes to be really close to nude.
Nice. No, I don't see anybody replying about Pete. They're just kind of sticking to the actual show.
I think we should stick a reply in there. It says, what about Pete?
Do that. Will you put that in there, Brandon?
Yeah.
What about Pete? You can't get right on that.
Yes, but what about Pete?
Okay. Let's see.
Why isn't there anything here about Pete?
She might reply.
That'd be interesting. Okay, but nothing else, huh?
Nope, Kenan Thompson, he hasn't posted in a while.
Okay.
Oh, he posted something about John Legend, though. That's fun.
I love Kenan Thompson.
Me too.
That'd be great.
He goes all the way back to like Mighty Ducks. I loved him back in Heavyweights.
Kenan and Cal.
Kenan and Cal. Kenan Good Cal. Burger, come on, man.
Good Burger.
Oh, Good Burger. it stands up. I watched it not so long ago.
It's okay.
Did you guys see the Burt Reynolds tribute? Apparently running out of time for real news, they had to throw in the year-end sort of recaps of who died.
Isn't there a special on tonight about all the dead people?
Oh, that's what it was. It was a hint.
Is that on the network?
I think it's all the celebrities that passed
so
away.
So that's why they did the story. Because when you told me that, I said, why would they do a story on Burt Reynolds today?
And I did go back and try to get to the beginning of it to see, what is this? Is this some sort of special?
Here's a clip.
Burt and I were close friends for 64 years. It started when we were teammates at Florida State. He was a good football player, and he got hurt his knee, and they had to leave school. And while he was away from school,
he took
acting lessons. Mm. And he really liked it. He came back to me.
Maybe he lost a scholarship.
He came back to me and he said, "Course, I'm going to Hollywood and I'm going to be a movie star." And I said,
"No one's ever called him that."
He went and he did. He was the world's biggest movie star for years.
Yeah. Information
but
dump.
Here's another section they previewed.
Burt Reynolds was the leading movie star in the world. 5 straight years.
And not a lot of people know this, but Lee Corso was actually the second person to pose nude, correct? Or did I read that wrong?
I think you read that one wrong.
Hmm.
I won't even give you next question.
You laid out nicely.
But I think that was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah, because why would you say that here
because
with people?
Because it's somewhat funny, no?
It isn't funny. It's funny.
It's not funny at all?
No, it's not funny at all. In fact, the people out there that don't know me would say, what kind of jerk is this guy?
Well, wouldn't you think most people listening might know me better?
They probably think you're a jerk.
And realize that
you are a
might
jerk.
Be a,
we have these drops.
A funny statement?
Well, I think it was a sarcastic statement.
Sure it was.
I'm on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk because of the fact you take a shot at me.
A shot?
Yes, because you inferred the fact that I posed naked.
Boy, talk
and
about
how is that a
soft.
Shot?
Because that's against what I would do.
Against what I hope.
And it's not a
that?
Joke then? Wouldn't
not
that be the irony of the whole situation?
Not to me.
That Lee Corso certainly wouldn't do that. Burt Reynolds would. But I don't really understand where this is coming from.
It's
here.
Your show.
All right, this is Lee Corso with us. I think he was joking, Coach.
But, well, I don't appreciate people taking shots and joking at my expense when I don't do that
soft.
To anybody else.
Well, I think that's
pretty
real silly.
Softness.
Well, I really do. I don't think that you should be offended at all.
Okay.
And I thought we were sitting here laughing and having a good time.
Well, not at my expense.
At your expense?
Yeah.
I really don't understand how you would say it was at your expense either.
Because of the fact, did you infer to the people out there who don't know me that I would pose naked?
Why does no one know him all of a sudden?
And do something like that?
Well...
Why would it be
I guess I should just thank
no
you for stopping
him.
By then.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Coach, thanks very much.
Okay, my pleasure.
All right.
Clip,
thanks for having me on.
That was ugly.
What kind of jerk is this guy?
Talk about Bert's passing.
Dead at the age of who the fuck cares.
Wow. So 2018 in memoriam. Boy, that sounds like some filler TV to me.
Oh, yeah. It was three minutes or more. And count. It seemed extremely long.
Oh, on GMA,
too.
Yeah.
And they've got Mary Lou Henner. Did she tap in?
I don't know. I was asking the same question.
And Reba McEntire.
Oh, she was on Evening Shade.
Oh,
stupid Arkansas show.
Oh my God!
Show.
I can't believe you know that.
Oh, Bill Clinton's friends around Linda Bloodworth Thompson.
Oh, right.
They had the Bill Clinton. I love Evening Shade. I watch it. A lot of my friends are on
Marky
there.
Post.
Marky Post. Marky Post. Was she on there? Yeah, and he nailed
banged,
her.
Banged, yeah. Yeah.
I think Marky Post is one of his hottest conquests.
More than Elizabeth.
I think that's major
Wood
microfiche. Who?
Who's that dude?
Oh, Miss Arkansas?
Yeah.
She's. I don't know what she looks like now, but what does she look like now? I'm curious.
She's still alive.
Marky Post is hot.
Elizabeth Ward Grayson.
Marky Post is always
Lonnie
hot.
Anderson was also a part of this, but I looked.
She looks great. Not an ounce of work ever done on her either. Jesus, man.
Drew thought she looked great, too.
Her
she
face
did look good.
Move.
She looked good considering. I mean, isn't she 70?
She's all yours. I'm just saying that.
I don't want her.
What's up, Silver Fox?
Hey, Elizabeth Ward Grayson looks pretty good.
Let's see her. Now?
Yeah. I mean.
Well, she needs new
hair. She's 55 years old.
Put a new hairstyle on her, and I'll agree.
Trudy?
Oh, yeah, she does look good.
She needs a new hairstyle.
It's a real dignified.
No, I can't even like her with that hairstyle. I don't know.
What?
She makes it work.
First off, it's plain white, and it's shorter than my hair.
Yeah, well.
There's a little more information for you. There's
some chicks.
That's not now.
Those are the same tits.
Yeah, she's got great.
Yeah, I don't think they're the same tits.
I don't know. They look like they got some give on them.
I'm sure they're a little closer to the ground.
I don't care. Who cares? Well,
I'm just saying now, right now, this very second. This very second, right now. What do you think she looks like?
Pretty good. Yeah,
yeah, she looks good.
A little longer.
Yeah, for sure.
Finally.
Yeah, I don't know. She makes the short hair look
now.
Good.
I think she's pretty.
She can do short hair. Yeah. There are some people who can't.
I think she's in Clinton's microfiche. I would bet my life
ever
on.
Noticed her hairstyle.
My God, it must take him forever to beat off. Don't you think? I mean, it takes him a long time to beat off.
Because he thinks of other stuff?
Or? Oh, look at this picture of her. She looks terrible.
With her in there.
Look at this picture of her.
She
looks
That's
terrible.
What she looked like
it
at the time.
Depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. Man, I hope he doesn't scroll
does
across.
She look terrible.
I hope he doesn't scroll across this picture when he's
These allegations are false.
Well, it's not a good picture.
First off, he's 90. Secondly, his dick's bent.
That's not in his microfiche, by the way. This is what's in
like
his microfiche.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Anyway, who's 90 with a bent?
What?
Who's 90 with a bent?
Bill Clinton. Oh. Bill. Hello, Bill.
Bill, to the right or left?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, I'm left-handed. That's why I use my left.
Oh, I see.
And I'm assuming
he's left-handed.
He is. You're right. Yeah. So it does. He's got a little shake.
Why can't the camera be on that?
Did you see that, Brandon?
Way too much information in this conversation.
Oh, stop.
Real slow.
It's a little more animated when you first.
I know. It was way. What am I doing?
You've refined it.
I think we need Thomas Markle to bring some sanity into this show. I mean,
how does he beat off?
I don't want to ruin the fun here because this is very serious. This is a father who's not talked to his daughter in 6 months.
He doesn't even know where she is.
No,
she's
he doesn't.
Missing.
He's been trying to contact her repeatedly. He gets no response. He's been ghosted by his daughter, his beloved daughter.
I think the problem has to be that she doesn't have a phone like she used to that he can call on. He has to go through people because you can't just blast a call in.
But he's her dad. Shouldn't her dad be able? No, wait a second. What's his brother's name and the other older son of Diana? Philip, not Philip.
Oh,
Andrew?
No, not Andrew.
Alfred.
Wait, who? Who
Meghan Markle's brother-in-law.
Oh, William.
William. What's William's wife's name?
Kate.
Kate. Don't you think Kate's father, I haven't heard about him being ghosted.
Ooh.
Possibly he follows protocol because they're British, right?
But Thomas
but they're
Markle,
not royalty, though.
Thomas Markle has not said anything in 6 months, allegedly.
Allegedly. He's not going to be able to say anything for a few more months.
I know.
Nothing's really changed in terms of your relationship with Meghan, in that you've had no contact
This is really
whatsoever.
Unfortunate.
As her father, how do you feel about this ongoing rift? Because from the outside, it just feels so incredibly sad.
Nice fart.
You sound like you're from London.
You're that fart.
Well, I'm very disappointed by it. I'm not sure why it's happening, and... I'm waiting. I'm reaching out.
Maybe those tabloid stories
you sold.
I've been trying to reach
out for several weeks. Every day I try to text her.
I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting.
Comment back.
Well, maybe it's because you're texting her every day.
Pierce mentions that there hasn't been any contact. The fact of the matter is that there has been contact from your side, hasn't there? You say that you've texted her. How often do you text her? What do you say in the text messages?
She's thinking the same thing.
I just keep asking to respond back to me. And I haven't got any response back.
Immediately.
It does seem extraordinary, Thomas.
I mean, you've
low
sent a letter,
energy
sent
person.
A letter as well.
I mean, what seems extraordinary is you've still never met Prince Harry, right? The man who married your daughter, right?
But I have.
That's correct.
I mean, if they're watching this, they might well be watching this because we promoted that you were appearing on here. What is it's heading?
They're not
Christmas.
Watching this, Piers.
You always had a very loving, close relationship with your daughter. She met Prince Harry. She disappeared into the royal system. That's the last, really. You've
I love
seen
how he's recapping.
What is your message to
he's
her
recapping
and
his pain,
Prince Harry, if they're watching?
Well, I love you very much. You're my daughter, and I'd really like to hear from you.
Oh, that'll convince her.
Whatever differences or problems we had, that we should be able to work them out. We're family. So please reach out.
No, she's in the royal family, and you're just a
turd. Have you heard from anybody? I mean, have you heard from Meghan's mother? Do you ever speak to her about this situation?
Stupid question.
She talks to her. Get the message through her.
Yeah. No.
So you've just been completely cut off, ghosted.
That's weird.
Wait, pause it. Drew, that's a great point. Why does he just start texting the mom all the time?
I don't think the mom talks to him either.
No. Yeah, because the mom lives with him right now. She's taking care of the baby or going to be taking care of the baby.
But
yeah,
wouldn't you attempt that? Why, instead of texting her every day like he says, which, by the way, I still think is going to somebody who has a new phone.
I think he figures
California.
That if he's on the Piers Morgan show, it's sure to get to her. Yeah, whereas the mom doesn't like him.
Because it worked last time, didn't it?
Yeah.
But is this as popular as GMA?
Yeah.
Oh, it's bigger. It's bigger. It's a giant show over there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is heartbreaking.
Ghosted like you, yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I've talked about this on air, but I had I obviously had nothing like the relationship you had with Meghan, but I thought we were quite good friends, and then literally never heard from her again from the moment she met
Piers
Harry.
Is ghosted.
And there is a little bit of a pattern, sadly.
You, that's all you care about.
Of her just jettisoning people that appear to be Piers no longer of any importance to her. I mean, is that a character trait of hers? And what do you feel about the fact that
great question.
Turned on you?
Fabulous question.
That's really not a character trait of hers, and she's always been very polite and a very good
daughter.
Communicator?
Daughter?
She's person. Always been Friend. Very polite to everyone. She's never been rude to anyone. I don't know what's really happening right now.
Except for you, which is kind of rude.
had our differences at the beginning. Some question about my heart attack and so forth.
The fake heart attack.
There were
two fake heart attacks.
The unfortunate thing
and
about
you were going to die, too.
Harry,
all the attention away from her.
Going to die? Yeah.
They believe everything they read in the papers. And for the first year, they were telling me never believe those things. But now they're believing it and thinking I'm saying a lot of things that I'm not saying.
If they told him not to believe anything, why would they believe everything?
Ooh.
He's contradicting
himself.
That's
what he's saying.
There.
They flipped
Is he saying
him.
She's dumb?
Yeah, that's going to get her to text back.
Low energy person.
Why? I think that might be one of the problems, but I don't have the answer yet.
Yeah, royals generally believe everything in the press.
Around the time of the wedding, of course, in the run-up to the wedding,
it's one of the problems of being a royal.
You were accused.
How does he know they're reading everything?
Paparazzi pictures, and it is assumed that was the cause of the rift. People find it extraordinary, I think, that has continued. Have you tried to make amends?
Did you ever see so much press? Wow.
Do you feel that you're...
For that incident, I've apologized 100 times for that. I don't feel that's worthy
to
of
who?
Being
she
shunned
isn't talking to you.
Or ghosted. That's ridiculous.
It's going on the moon, dude.
What do you think, then? If you think you've apologized, that should be accepted, why do you think that there is this persistent...
Sorry.
Ongoing rejection of your attempts to make amends.
Because I'm adult.
Ongoing
the
rejection.
The only thing I can actually think of is that they're reading all of the things.
Yeah, you already
in
said
the
that.
Trades
and stupid.
And all the tabloids. And that people are saying I'm saying.
But they
and
told you not to believe anything.
Five interviews.
And sold the story.
Out of those
five interviews.
Hundreds of other people come and they get a story and they give a story and they say I've said these things. I haven't said so many things. But they're believing.
Some.
I'm very well spoken and on point.
Tell us, what are the things that you have said, do you think, or what are the things that are claimed that you have said that you think they believe?
Good question.
I don't know. I read comments every day. People send them to me that these are things I've apparently said. And
could you read some of the comments people send to you?
Give us the list of why you think your daughter hates you.
Right now, it's just some people are always letting me know that I'm still talking, and we talked about this last week.
You are. You're talking right now. You're on TV saying you don't talk to the media.
If he just shut
that's
up,
that's not very effective.
They would talk to me. Well, I've been quiet for 6 months.
No,
and, congratulations.
No one's returned. I don't think anything it's been 6 months. To me. No one said a word to me. I'm confused by it.
You know, Thomas, when I met Megan in London,
for a nice drink, it's going to be about Piers again.
Well, and I liked her very much, and she was all the qualities.
You. That's all you care about.
She has, but she talked very fondly about you.
Fake.
You know, and very, very quickly after she met Harry and everything else, everything seemed to change. And you're now just being completely frozen out, which I feel really sad for you. And I think that you've just been,
get out of here.
You know, to be honest with you, a little bit of a rabbit trapped.
Get him out of here.
The media attention, left to your own devices, not really helped in any way.
Left to your own devices.
While Meghan has been in the palace and has all the palace courtiers and staff and everything and press offices.
You never
had
the royals behind him before.
You've got nothing.
You're a loser. Tell us about that.
Zero. Supposed to have.
But we are where we are, and you've not spoken to her in months and months.
Nada.
She's ignoring all your messages.
You're a human zero. Your daughter hates you. Talk about
shut up. I would imagine speak to her and exchange cards and so on.
Shutting up isn't working. What can you do?
Longest question to rag on.
Possibly never talk to you again.
What's it like being a zero whose daughter will never talk to you again?
Soon something will be resolved and we'll be talking. This can't continue forever.
I think good.
Try her.
You were supposed to die, by the way.
You are one pathetic loser.
I should
why didn't you
quiet
die?
About this and not speak. If I don't speak, they'll be speaking. They will speak to me. That hasn't happened. I don't plan to
be silent
for the rest of my life. I love my daughter very much. And
can you acknowledge you weren't dying?
She has to
when you said
that,
you were.
And I would really appreciate it if she would just call me, reach out somehow to me, just send me a text. Just say
we should all call him and pretend to be her.
Just to be clear, you're not being paid for this interview. This is something that you want to do because you just want to appeal to Megan to bring this to an end.
Sorry, you died.
You feel
as
like
shocking as that
daughter.
Is,
she's
you're not
pregnant.
Being paid.
She's going to have your grandchild in a few months' time.
Oh, Piers,
normally, that would be a wonderful moment for any grandfather, but for
you'll
you,
never
it must
see
be
it because your daughter hates you. Talk about it.
You know, a very strange feeling where you must be thinking, I wonder if I'll get to see my grandchild at all.
Well, I'm certainly hoping that everything goes well and that they produce a beautiful baby, and I'll get to see a little Megan or a little Harry. That would be very nice, and I look forward to that happening.
Sound that pump?
Are you confident that will happen
will
at the moment?
Yeah, I wouldn't count on it.
I'm hopeful.
Wrong.
I think it should happen.
I think it should happen.
Part of the problem, Thomas.
I think
he is low
energy. I think she'll make a great mom, and I think maybe things will soften a little bit, and we'll connect again.
I don't think that's the answer.
Part of the problem, Thomas, that you don't really have once somebody disappears into the palace system. You can't just
you'll never see him again.
Get hold of them like you may have done before.
Pure
you know,
speaking, my
Meghan's now the Duchess of Sussex.
You can't just.
She's living in a palace. She's married to a prince. She, you know, will be spending Christmas with the Queen.
Ooh.
You know, in the old days, she may have spent Christmas with you, Thomas Markle. Now,
and that will never happen again.
Life.
Zero.
Do you feel that she sort of disappeared into the royal setup, and that has? In a way, created a huge barrier.
And you don't make the cut.
Yes, but there has to be a place for me. I'm
slow
her
down.
Father.
No, there's no place
and,
for you.
I will be the grandfather.
You'll be lucky if she texts you back.
Children, so
actually,
good luck.
All I can say is that I'm here. She knows it, and I've reached out to her, and I need her to reach back to me.
You know, public shaming someone to talk to you is always a really good incentive.
It works. The queen is like somebody that everyone ooh, Pierce, has huge respect for. She did actually get involved with both Princess Diana and Fergie,
get the Duchess involved.
Of York, when they went through marital problems with her sons, and is a very humane woman, very wise.
When they
woman.
Were acting like zeros,
I would imagine
like
the
you.
Queen is not unaware of this rift, and will probably be feeling very uncomfortable about it, and would wish it to end.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
Meghan
a zero.
Will be with the Queen on Christmas Day up at Sandringham.
Would have been nice closure if you died.
Do you have
you
a message for
gonna...
the Queen? I mean, you know, speaking as a grandfather to be, and she will obviously be great grandmother. Do you have a message
Silver
for her
Fox?
To maybe try and help?
What?
I would appreciate anything she can do,
yeah,
I would think that
behalf.
She would want
forget
to
about that.
Resolve family problems.
Oh, for God's sake, she's
not a problem.
All families, royal or otherwise,
go to therapy
the
and figure it out.
And they should all be together.
Problem is, you being
certainly
on this TV
the
show.
Holidays.
Oh, he wants to be there for the holidays.
Well, I don't think
in
so.
Recent
he said all families
weeks,
are the
Thomas,
same.
There have been
they're
a
not.
Of
the royal family's snooty and shut
about,
off.
They do a lot
Meghan.
Of last-minute invites
quite uncomfortable
for Christmas. They do.
Actually,
you know, those are very spontaneous.
Pregnant,
yeah.
going to,
get
at them. A time when she should be able to relax and enjoy what's coming up. What have they been like for you to read these stories about
I don't,
her being
I don't,
difficult.
I don't really believe them. I think the gossip. I think the
you
gossip.
You sold
and
it
I
to
don't
me.
Really
you
believe
a comment.
Megan's always been a very polite girl, and not
said,
she's never
that.
Been rude to anyone, to my knowledge,
except you.
And it must be hard.
She
for
was
you.
Raised on she was raised on Hollywood stages and learned to
ooh.
Respect the crew and learned to respect what? Everyone.
Yeah, because when you think of respect, you think of Hollywood stages.
Yeah, rude to
and
anybody.
You do think of you
it's
being part of the crew.
Yeah.
Does she have
fits.
A streak in
I
her,
wish
Thomas?
I had a father.
Yeah, you know, I called it social climbing a little bit. I didn't mean to be too hard on her, you know.
Yeah, right.
She's been
we'll talk to you either, Piers.
A very extraordinary world. But I just got a sense that, you know, she has unfortunately got a slight tendency that if you're no longer that important
uh-oh.
To her and she finds something a little bit more important or wants to protect something more important, she doesn't hesitate to cut people out.
Well, she's always been a very controlling person, and that's part
what?
Of her nature, but she's never been
ooh,
rude.
There goes
and,
6 months.
To my
yeah.
knowledge, she's never, the ghosting, I don't completely understand, but...
ghosting? Ooh,
to my,
that's another 3 months.
Like I said, she's always been in charge. That's her nature.
Bossy.
But she's always been polite with
bossy me. Nature.
When you see Thomas, you brought this.
I love how they're
girl
just
up,
milking
you know, with,
this and milking
oh,
and milking.
Obviously, you were separated. But you,
Pierce
you
actually
up,
does
a
really good job when it's
Meghan.
Not about him.
He does.
You know, she posted very intimate, loving notes to you on her Instagram.
And
just
she'll never do it again.
Months before she got married. So there was no doubt that right to the point she
did
met,
I do good, Daddy?
Prince Harry, she had a lot of love and affection for you. You know, as a father
when
myself,
she was trying.
I mean, it would be utterly heartbreaking for me if any of my children just suddenly didn't talk to me again, whatever the circumstances. And I know that you've tried everything, and I know you see
well,
this interview today is just
have thought about
another
death again?
To try and appeal to her. Of course, she may be watching this game. There's
to
my
Tommy
dad
Lee.
Again on TV talking about all this. I can't trust him.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, what's your point?
Well, my daughter, Meghan, lived with me from the age of 11, all through middle school and
looks
high
like
school
Michael
and,
Anthony.
Until she went off to college.
does
we're very close. What happened, or what's happening, I'm not sure of. I'd love to talk to her about it. Here again, I think it comes back to the fact that so many reporters would pick up on one of the articles I've done
well,
and
get
write
off
their
that
own
story
and tell lies and say things that I've said that I haven't said.
Is that him trying to act like,
that,
I never sold those stories
that,
to the press?
That's unfortunate because they've always told me not
I
to believe
I think it's just
anything.
Generic. You can't really argue it.
In any of the tabloids.
You've. Where will you be on Christmas
that's not the reason.
Day,
sorry.
Thomas?
Because you won't be in England.
Christmas Day, I'll be at the border. Giving candies and
fake
toys to a lot of children
fake.
That'll be neglected around this time of year.
Really? Where are the candies and toys? You must have ordered them by now.
Well, they're wondering
I mean,
why this loser's giving
there,
them candy and toys.
You'll be helping
I see it at the border
neglected
to do that.
People.
Sounds like you're busy anyway.
I know that you feel.
Yeah, all right, I'll see you guys there.
Affected, but completely frozen out of Meghan's life. You've never had a Christmas where she hasn't sent you a card.
She should invite him now to the palace because now she knows he's busy and he can't go.
Be a great call.
Or he'll look like a dick.
I wish he'd get out of my life and shut up.
Look like a dick to all those other kids.
And demand he bring all the shit he was going
to
give away.
To her.
Yeah, so they can give it away in England. And then when he shows up empty-handed, turn him away.
He's not quick enough to think of that on his feet, so he must have had that line prepared.
I think a lot less of her seeing him interviewed. It just makes me think, God, she comes from this zero?
Well, they had pictures of them together, and it's like, how did that produce that? Because she looks really good.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's gorgeous.
Feel that you've been not just neglected, but completely frozen out of Meghan's life. I mean, you've never had a Christmas where she hasn't sent you a card.
Just remember that.
You just love to just
because you'll never get one again
at this stage.
Yes, I would appreciate a card or a phone call. Or
you might get a card next year.
Sign that she knows I'm here.
If you're quiet.
Have you not even received a Christmas card yet, Thomas?
No, I have not.
Oh, well, you're not getting one then because they mail them real early.
It's very sad, this, Thomas. You know, I've defended you a lot to people because, you know, people have views about you, as you know. But I say, look, this guy had
he's
no
zero.
Preparation
he's trying.
For the whirlwind of attention that was coming your way when Meghan met Prince Harry. I think you were thrown to the wolves to a large degree. Whenever I've talked to you, you seem a very decent, normal guy to me. You know, you worked in Hollywood for years. You used
to lots himself
of difficult
to the wolves.
Situations, obviously. But it just feels such a sad thing that we've reached this point where
we tried to make the wedding
you
about
should be
him.
One of the happiest mm-hmm. people in the world. You know, your daughter... this beautiful girl has married her prince. It's a
well, the
fairy
happiest
tale.
People in the world.
She's having a baby and everything. And yet you can't really enjoy any of this because you're not
You'll
part
never
of
see
it.
The kid.
She's a cool chick with a hot ass.
Daughter's gone, frozen out.
I appreciate your kind words, but I'm still hopeful. I really think there's
what, the,
there's
what he should have been.
And I think it could come around, and it certainly, certainly should.
Certainly. You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
She's been through quite a lot, adjusting to what she's been doing and so forth.
Yeah, she didn't have time to send a text to her dad.
Not an easy task.
no doubt about that.
She's doing quite well and coming along with it. I think she'll reach out in time, and I'm hoping.
I don't think so.
Wrong.
She knows I'm here.
You want to put some money on it?
She does. You know, if Megan's watching this, I'm pretty sure she will be, because she'll be curious, I'm sure, what you have to say. If she is, come on, Megan.
Wrong.
This is your dad. It's Christmas. You loved your dad. I know you did because you told me, you know, and it's just, I feel really sad about this, and I just hope that it can be resolved, Thomas, and that you and Megan can be reconciled, because I think the longer this goes on,
maybe a text for Christmas, just a Merry Christmas, and then ghost again.
Like this, and it just needs somebody somewhere, I think, around Megan, probably herself or Prince Harry, to just make a move to try and bring you back together, and it would be great for everyone concerned if they could do that.
Sumpty Dumpty's not getting put back together anytime soon.
From your lips,
not for this interview.
Me too. I hope the same thing. And I wish them a Merry Christmas, and I wish you guys a Merry Christmas, and I wish all of the people in Great Britain a Merry Christmas. And
Happy Christmas, Kelly. Thank you.
You're
almost
Christmas,
like a royal family member.
Sounds like you're spending it doing a very good thing with these kids down on the border, and best of luck with that. And you know, stay in touch.
Can you send your forensic accountant down there to make sure he does it?
Absolutely.
I feel sorry for you. I think it's a sad situation, and I wish you all the very best for the festive period. And thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Best wishes, Thomas.
Thanks for the interview that pushed your contact
thank
back
you
at
much.
Least another year.
Thank you.
What an idiot!
Wow.
Such good job, dope. Piers.
He's such a zero.
I don't blame her.
Oh my God.
I don't blame her.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't talk to him.
I wouldn't either. First off, he's very low energy and slow. Mm-hmm.
And
you're
going to
be on the phone forever.
He just did another media interview, exactly what they don't want. He just proved their point. He can't be trusted. He lied about dying.
When I get
made the wedding all about him.
If she texts him back, all she's going to see are three dots for a long time. And then she'll lock her phone, forget about it. The tweet will come through and she'll be like, oh yeah, that. And then she'll look at it again, and there'll still be three dots. And there'll always be three dots because he just pressed, like, space twice.
It's a fucking princess now.
She's going, is he going to reply or what?
Oh, man.
That's what she should do to him.
Things
is just,
to do.
She should just hit the space bar so he sees three dots. He'll be sitting there. Oh, she's about to reply. What if he held his phone up to me? He's like, look, there's three dots. She's gonna she's been replying for 2.5 years.
Oh, poor Thomas Markle.
Is he an example for children?
I feel terrible about this.
At least he's helping kids at the border. I don't know which side of the border.
He is helping people, giving himself selflessly to children at the border. The border?
This side of the border, Mark. Trying to get into Mexico.
Why is it this side? Yeah, he's in San Diego right now. He was
a TV
in
station to cover that. I mean, it seems like it'd be a story.
There's no
Shouldn't Pierce's network send someone over there to cover that?
Yeah.
Just to make sure he does it.
And then save the footage for next time he's on so Pierce can hit him with it.
Yeah. An expose and his fake charity.
Pierce is pretty good, man.
Mm. A couple emails that popped in today. And I was really wanted to hear what people thought about Pete Davidson. Because I thought, well, am I really missing the mark on that? Should I be praying for him? Should we have had a group prayer or something? And this was fairly
prayer
representative of, we only got a few.
Good luck! There's our prayer.
When referring to Pete Davidson, could it be possible to add what I deem to be the most appropriate moniker of all time? The most high-maintenance male ever! Much as we refer to Aretha.
I don't know, Thomas Markle's getting close.
True. Much as we refer to Aretha as the Queen of Soul, Donald Trump, President of the United States, could it be Pete Davidson, high-maintenance male? Out of this whole ordeal before and after the breakup, I can only come to the conclusion he is incredibly high maintenance. He has issues, so why doesn't he get real help? But they keep posting everything online. They get a flood of empty comments from the likes of Jada Pinkett Smith. No hope for him. Okay.
Does he fear if he does get some sort of help that he won't be able to operate in the capacity of a comedian anymore?
I don't know.
Kind of sad.
Just stay off social media. I think that seems to be a lot of what's ailing him. That and Ariana Grande.
Yeah, the breakup really hurt him.
It's very sensitive.
It's hard.
Yeah, it is. Very difficult. Very difficult time for everyone involved.
Including Kanye.
Hey, Trudy, did you see Artie Lang's nose?
I did see Artie Lang's nose. It's like when a volcano erupts and then it sinks down, the cone sinks down into the sea.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened to his nose.
What's that called? Great
analysis.
Corona? Is that what it's called? What's it called?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it just melted.
Caldera.
I'd never seen that before. Never, ever seen that. I'm still taken aback.
It melted through his face.
Yeah. In Florida, the ice princess bitch who had her husband killed about, I think it was 17 or 18 years ago.
Oh.
She and her husband, another couple, hung out all the time. She had an affair with the other husband. Mm-hmm. And then he was going fishing with her husband, shot him in the face,
right.
Killed him, got rid of the body.
In the Everglades?
And they claimed that alligators ate him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then, did the alligator take the stand, by the way? We were wondering.
No. They determined that alligators don't come in water that temperature at that time of the year. I don't know why that never came up before.
They got that from a deposition of an alligator.
What happened was...
With his tiny little paw.
Yeah,
his
tiny little... Yeah. The glasses at the end of his nose.
The boyfriend, the other couple guy, had sold this dude $1.75 million in life insurance before he killed him.
Oh, that's right.
So she got this giant payoff, and then he got divorced. Mm-hmm. He marries her, and then he was... apparently trying to kidnap her because she was going to dump him.
Yeah,
you don't dump the guy that murdered your husband.
Yeah, no doubt.
Genius!
She got him charged with kidnapping. He was convicted. She wanted him to get life in prison. She was vindictive as hell.
Man, she likes erasing former boyfriends.
And she
well, it worked once.
She's not that hot.
Not anymore.
Although she likes three ways.
Yes.
So anyway... he got 20 years for the kidnapping, and then about 6 months later, the story starts unraveling because he said something to somebody, and they went in and said, okay, we'll give you immunity for the murder if you'll tell us what happened. And he spilled the whole story, the entire story. So they tried her, and she was found guilty and got life. I think Friday it was that she was found guilty.
That's Denise Williams?
Yep. Yes, Denise Williams, not the singer.
No, and
let's
the husband
hear it
is
for the boy.
How do you know that?
Wasn't that Denise Williams?
I don't know. I would never have known who did that.
I think I was forced to play it.
Oh, I see her now.
Yeah, she's got a kind of a five head, doesn't she?
A bit. Well, she's got bangs.
D-Nice.
It's a good idea.
D-Nice?
She was hot in the pictures of her with her husband when he was alive. She was kind of pretty.
Oh, yeah, you mean
she
the
has a nice bod,
yeah.
too. There's Denise.
And the husband was Mike Williams, former wide receiver.
Yeah, Lions first
which
round
one?
Pick, right?
Which
yeah.
One?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which one? Not the current, former.
Ooh, God, she looks hideous now.
Yeah, prison is really not good for hot chicks. Chicks are less hot in prison. There's just no way around it.
I gotta say, though, her mugshot, the original one, isn't that bad.
No, it's not. You're right.
You mean this one?
You're talking about this one, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. She kind of looks like Skeletor.
She
that's
has...
That's a huge head.
Look man. At her overhanging brow. How far her brow hangs
yeah,
over.
It's a mugshot.
She looks better in glasses. It seems to shorten up her five head.
Yeah.
It does, doesn't
takes
it?
Takes up the space, yeah.
Well, there's another mugshot. There's a different mugshot with glasses, yeah.
You ugly murderer! You ugly murderer!
She looks a little dour, though. I think with a smile it might help. Not doing much smiling. She showed no emotion during the trial. No emotion for the verdict. She is an ice queen. Hmm. There she is. She looks better there.
Yeah.
Did and the alligator starts. Point her out?
That's right.
Sure, the alarms.
Crocodile.
Can you point out the murderer, Mr. Gator? Al? Well,
didn't he eat it? He
looks good there, yeah.
He ate the evidence, though, didn't he?
Or that no, was, he, they buried him in
a yard.
It was
alleged.
Yeah. Oh. Speciest against Gator.
Shouldn't she wear bangs to get rid of the five heads?
She definitely would be a good candidate for bangs.
Would she look a lot better with bangs?
She almost pulls her hair back as though to flaunt that five head.
That's yeah.
She needs the load that guy that load that got off to get his makeover. Remember, he got the makeover and got off on the retrial.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
genius.
Wait, is that her in the glasses?
Or the guy that made over Kellen
was
Winslow
that her wedding
Jr.
Picture? Oh yeah, what's going on with Kellen Winslow Jr.?
That's a good question.
He was bailed out, wasn't he?
They already had pretrial motions too.
Okay,
where he looks like a totally different person.
Only raped four people. But, yeah, they gave him a makeover that was so crazy he couldn't be identified.
It doesn't even look... I don't even recognize
him. Oh, yeah, he looked very studious. Was that part of it?
Glasses, haircut,
glasses,
shaved
haircut.
Face.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Watts makeover, you know, the glasses that he's got?
Yeah, what a joke.
He actually is... He has a pretty good look, you know?
Really?
You have a little murder lover thing going on over there.
I know.
I've seen it before.
I don't really
you like what
him.
You see, huh?
You never really know which way he's going to go. So
everyone's
kind of
hot for
him.
Dudes are hot for him. Chicks are hot for him.
Yeah.
He'll put out for anybody.
But he's got a sort of a good look going there as, you know.
The beard is a good look, I have to admit. He's one of
the
better looking murderers out there.
Except I feel like he spends a lot of time on that beard.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I'm trying to.
Once he gets to prison and they shave it, though, it's going to just be.
I know. I find this really strange. Somebody like him, who's, you know, on the face of things, appears to have. You know, he's got cute little kids, got a good-looking wife, he's got a good-looking mistress, mm-hmm. he's got a dude he likes boofooing. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's really doing
blowing.
His...
He liked to blow him. Didn't
that's
blow
true,
him?
But yeah. The guy blew him, too, and then there was boofoo action.
Right. Oh, I didn't know that. Nice.
Yeah, there was. That's what the guy told the police.
Why they couldn't he just let it be, c'est la vie.
I think
live your life.
His mistress, by the way, is in protective custody.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know who or witness protection.
Oh, death threats? What but everyone gets death threats.
From
right?
whom, though? Why? Who?
People that liked his wife.
Well, what
it's
about
not
his
her fault?
Feel bad about the kids.
What about his boyfriend.
Yeah, she's also announced that she's going to change her name.
Well, everyone gets death threats.
To a stone.
To Amber Fry.
Yeah. She Googled Amber Fry, how much she made on her book.
She did?
She did, yeah. Because they took her phone.
Oh.
Yep.
Bitch.
I know.
I'm going to kill you.
Well, you know, she was playing on her phone, and it was just a stray thought. I mean,
I don't believe
she wasn't thinking it would get out.
Because of that, I don't believe this story now. I wonder if she's the one that claims that she's had all these threats and public shaming just to trump up the story.
There has to be something to it, because you know how many people would be in protective custody if they took death threats seriously? I think death threats are perfectly legal now. At least on social media they are,
if
right?
If his mistress was smart, she'd write a book with the gay guy.
Oh, my God, that'd be great. Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Every other chapter.
Yeah.
KK's mom could write a chapter, too, because she met him.
That's right. And didn't even another
lots
mistress...
of hot selfies to put in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd fight over the cover.
Yeah, maybe.
Who's going to be on the cover?
No, she took a lot of pictures for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just tried to disguise him in his phone as his calculator, I think.
Oh, they'll never check my calculator.
There's actually like a little app thing. Yeah. There's a calculator app where you type in a couple numbers and it unleashes, it unlocks an entire image gallery.
Well, they weren't fooled.
I've seen it before. I've seen
it. Really? Whose phone are you going through?
I've seen it before where a buddy of mine's like, check this out. And he beep, bop, boop, bop, boop. And then he shows all these pictures of like gangbangs and stuff.
Nice friend.
Yeah.
On his phone?
It wasn't his gangbang, but
why don't you hang out with this guy?
He's a good buddy of mine.
Wait. He's saving photos of someone else's gangbang?
Somebody had sent them to him. Somebody that we had used to know back in the day.
Who's that? How close are you to that guy?
Now, why does he have to hide them, though? Who's he hiding them from?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the circumstances.
You can't just have anybody opening your phone to gangbangs.
I mean, I show pictures of my daughter all the time, and I don't want to just have you guys swipe it and all of a sudden see a picture of wieners and stuff.
How close are you to the guy to send him the pictures that he saved, by the way, that he loves so much he saved and put in a private place in his phone? How close are you to the guy that sent those pictures?
Oh, not since high school. It's been a long time.
Brandon, I think you have a point because Julie will go through my phone to see pictures of the girls that I've taken and not sent to her. And every once in a while she'll come across one of the hidden penis photos.
Right. We have
Jim shares.
It's a stupid thing that
maybe I should make folders for my photos.
And that's what I'm saying.
The Jim Bentley specials.
Yeah, but I kind of like that she gets surprised by a dong every once in a while.
Sometimes I
screenshot
things.
Does he have a Christmas one? Christmas one?
Oh, yeah, I do. I'll send
random thought, just a Christmas themed Jim Bentley.
I got a good one.
Dong shot.
All right. Carry on.
Sorry. What were you going to say?
I got to find it.
Wait, Brandon, okay, you're really close to the guy with the gangbang pictures, right?
He currently has that, or he did have them. I don't know if he just still
The guy that has or had them.
And I don't know. I'm sorry. Gangbang's actually a bad term. It's more like swinger parties because there's multiple chicks.
There's re-quantifying going on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I screwed
a little
that
historical
one up.
Revisionism, but we'll accept that. I want to know why this guy, you're really close to him. He's got the gang, the group sex pictures that are so hot that he hides them, but he shows them to you because he knows you'd like them. Why the guy that sent him to him, who obviously he's very close to, because he sends him the group
the guy
sex
that sent
pictures,
it to him, he had moved out of state and he was having a lot of adventures.
So you would be close to him, but he moved out of state. Because I was wondering why the guy you're closer. So close to is so close to him, but you're not close to him.
Because
it seems
they were,
like by electricity, you'd all be close.
They were close in high school, like best friends, and
I'll send it.
They
to
went
you.
To a different high school than I did, so.
Sorry.
This makes complete sense.
But you stayed really close with the guy that sent you the gangbang pictures.
Right.
Or showed you the gangbang pictures, but not so close to his really good friend.
No. He had moved out of state, and he was showing, hey, check out all this stuff we do in this state. Wow. And here's some pictures. They're pretty damn hot.
Let's see them.
What state was it?
Arizona.
Really?
Home of the gangbang.
We get him to send us one? Andy Dick sent you one. Seems like your good friend would.
I probably can get some.
I'm here for the gangbang.
I probably could get that done.
Good luck!
Did you get a text from me?
Did I?
Oh, Trudy did. I decided to send it to you, too. It's a very nice Christmas picture.
Yeah.
Oh, I got another one, too. Hang on. I just remembered. I remembered another one Hightower sent me.
Nice, huh?
Wow.
I ain't kidding.
Show Brandon. I don't want to clog up your phone.
That is a very, very good picture. Wait, hang on. That's funny.
This one's good
That's
too.
Funny. It's basically Santa's sack.
No, this is too tepid for your friend to keep in his phone, right?
He would keep stuff
close
like that.
Friend.
But what he has hidden in the calculator app is, I don't know, it's some pretty dirty shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the calculator app. Huh?
Yep, the calculator, and that hides pictures that you do not want. Anybody to look through when you're showing them pictures of your daughter.
I just sent you guys a picture of my Christmas tree. Do you guys like my decoration?
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, I know what this one is.
What? I sent it to you too, Brandon, so you didn't feel left out.
Thank you.
Do you like my tree? Doesn't it look good?
I didn't get it yet.
What?
Slow down.
The damn internet
down.
The
tree either.
Wow, the tree good.
God, this house sucks.
Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Come on, let's climb the tree.
Oh, you don't like the tree? Not look good? No, oh, my God, I left my TV on. It's a picture of someone's
Christmas tree. It's a guy boofooing another guy on the TV with a tree in the background.
Our neighborhood.
Well, it's in the background.
Hightower sent it to me, just wrote, Merry Christmas.
Our neighborhood Facebook site is asking for people to send pictures of Christmas trees.
Send that I'm one. Sending that please. Please do it. Oh, that would be hilarious. I mean, your neighbor will hate you, but just do it.
Look how into it the guy receiving is. Is so into
it's just this idea that someone took a picture of their Christmas tree.
The other guy, the guy standing up, looks like Chris Watt.
Oh, he does.
He does, but I think he's African American.
Yeah, he might be.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, wow. Jude doesn't see
that's
color.
A close one.
You know, that kind of reminded me of, and I know you saw the documentary.
Well, did you explode the picture, Brandon, like I just did? Because I couldn't tell he was black until I blew it up.
Yes.
Gross.
Me either.
Look at the front guy's face.
I know.
He's hot.
He looks like Justin Timberlake. Is that Justin Timberlake?
Slight resemblance.
My first thought was, oh, my God, that guy's in pain. And then I realized, oh, wait, that's the kind of pain he wants.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call it pain.
He looks like he's in pain.
He's
or ecstasy.
Does it go in the butt?
He's inclusive.
He is inclusive.
Yeah.
His butt cheeks are so pale.
But that reminded me of the story. I know you saw the Korn documentary.
Yes.
Where Head was trying to get cleaned up, and one day all the kids came to his hotel room, and they turned on the TV, and the last thing he was watching was on, which was the porn channel.
Yep.
And so all the kids were freaking out, and the parents were like, scrambling for the remote control to turn it off. Just like Jennifer Granholm. In
that was unfortunate.
Studio.
Yeah, there was scrambling going on there.
Not much scrambling.
One of the most surreal things I've ever seen. Yeah. Just clearing the plane of the TV with the porn on it. Her head is just right there.
I really think if she would have taken maybe two steps to her right, somebody would have had to tackle her so she didn't see the screen.
And in 5 years,
could you imagine?
That would have been,
you're going to be blown away.
And in Ferndale today,
would have
today,
been worth it.
In Royal Oak Township today, the governor was tackled in a radio studio.
I think I'd rather
no explanation as to why.
I think I'd rather take the chance that she'd turn around and go, wow, that's hot. I mean, it's 1 in 1,000, but it's better than tackling her, I think.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Oh, boy. So we're getting back to Chris Watt.
Yeah.
So
great.
He's boo-fooing a dude. He's with a hot chick. He's got an attractive wife. He's got nice-looking kids. He's got a nice kid on the way. And instead of all that stuff, I mean, this guy was really stimulated. Now he's in prison forever.
Yeah,
how
why?
Does he live the next 50 years like? I mean, just seems like, wouldn't you just figure, oh, he's got to hang himself, or he's got to do something. He's got to
good luck
terminate himself somehow. How do you do that?
He'll make the best of it in
but
prison.
But they do.
Honey.
They do seem to. They seem to do okay.
Yeah.
Well, when in Rome, you know, you got to go by those rules.
Yeah.
That's like watching, because I base it all on Escape from Dannemora now and how those guys got along with everybody.
Oh, somebody sent something about last night's episode.
They like it?
I think they did.
God, it's so good. Those two guys
are... How many episodes deep is it now?
6 or 7. They're almost done.
Oh, wow.
But
what happened last night?
Last night was the actual escape when they broke free.
Oh, cool.
And when Tilly had her heart attack at the restaurant.
Was that fake?
Which, God bless Lyle, by the way. Lyle paid the bill before he took her to the hospital.
Aww.
Oh, her sweet husband.
He's such a
in case you're
a lovable dummy.
If you don't remember when that was going on, we used to laugh because she was in the hospital for anxiety for like a week. She didn't leave the hospital.
Well, they knew something was going on then. Was she being accused of getting it on with one of them? Like they took
everybody
him,
knew.
They took him out of her class.
Yeah,
don't
they
feel
they,
good.
They took I can't remember who's who. They took Sweat out of the class because he was banging her. And then Matt started banging her in the, not the class, but the tailor shop.
Sewing room.
Yeah. It's, God, it's a really good show. And now that we know Mr. Skin told us that she put on 40 pounds, it's, I don't know. I have more. She's really good in it. What's her name? Arquette?
Patricia Arquette?
Patricia, yeah.
She's a method actor.
What's, has Roseanne Arquette done anything lately?
No, I don't think she's had anything since...
She was in a lot of stuff.
Did she have anything since Joe Dirt?
What about Alexis?
Oh, wait, what's she doing Joe Dirt?
She was at the Alligator Ranch in Florida.
Oh, that's right.
Rosanna was in Billionaire Boys Club.
Oh, that was a bomb because because Spacey was molesting boys. So they released that and nobody ever promoted it.
I don't know.
There was a tabloid story about Kevin Spacey. They're trying to serve him with some papers, but they can't find him. And they believe that during those wildfires in California, Spacey stayed in his home, which was in the midst of the wildfires.
Oh.
And he didn't want to leave because he didn't want to get served. So he's just been held up in his home.
It would have been awkward if he would have been out there and needed a place to stay. And
yeah, and runs into Martin Sheen on the beach.
Call the fire department. This one's out of control.
Wow, she's been in a lot, actually.
It seems like Spacey, everybody knows who Kevin Spacey is. How could he be that hard to serve?
Well, if he's just staying in his house.
Well, then go to his house.
He's not going to answer the door if he doesn't know who it is.
Well, then just stalk him for a few hours. Send a private detective.
He's never leaving, though. He's just going to live in that house and have it stocked like Rock.
Watching gay porn all day and all night.
He's going to have his pool stocked like Rock Hudson.
I mean, that is really strange that Kevin Spacey goes from being this incredible actor who wins all these awards. He's in all these great movies, great roles. He's in the hottest show on Netflix.
He's still probably a great actor. We just know about him now.
And now he's a pariah.
Can he ever be forgiven? Because he'll probably never be convicted of anything, right?
No. And Hollywood would forgive him if it wasn't for the Me Too year. I mean, look how they, like you always mentioned, Roman Polanski.
Yeah.
They always forgive people.
I'd say it'd probably take about 5 years, and they'd be on the cover of People going, I'm better now. I'm a comeback story.
You're right, yeah. They should have him host the Oscars.
He might be good.
That'd be great. He can sing and dance.
Yeah,
he can sing Mind
that.
Games again.
Sure.
That John Lennon
that's
thing
his
he
biggest. That's his biggest sin for Drew.
That was so weird. He wasn't that bad. It was just bizarre because they have Stone Temple Pilots, all these big bands doing John Lennon songs. And then you can hear the intro to Mind Games playing, and then all of a sudden he announces that your host is going to sing or something. You know, he says some silly thing during the intro, and then he just goes, in those Mind Games. And it's like, what? Kevin Spacey is going to sing this? But, you know, he's an actor. A lot of actors can sing. This was really weird. Plus, he's pointing at his head. He was acting the song out, which was weird.
Well, he's an actor.
John Lennon was many things to many people. A poet, a rocker, a leader, a troublemaker, a father, a husband, a man.
What?
Growing up, to me, he was a hero. The work of John Lennon was marked by its exquisite beauty and by its brutal honesty.
Dead at the
so
age
in that vein,
of
let me say
cares.
That while I'm both deeply honored to be here tonight, I'm also incredibly pissed off.
What? Oh, you didn't get to grope anybody?
I'm outraged because this passionate prophet of peace and so many others are not with us here because we and so in the spirit of this occasion, it's up to all of us to do what we can to not only keep John's songs alive but help rebuild New York, and that includes your host.
Your host.
Back when we didn't know you were a creep.
You should have changed his shirt for this.
Yeah.
Put on some Lennon glasses.
Maybe. Yeah, that New York t-shirt, that sleeveless one, Lennon, the famous one.
Then Chapman comes out for duet and shoots him.
He thinks he's stealing the show. Oh, he just lifted the veil.
Megan!
They have Chapman there to play the gun. It's like an instrument. Oh, that's terrible.
Only got shot six times. Jesus.
You are fake news.
Oh, how
ridiculous. Sorry you died.
Hey, do you want to see Tilly's heart attack? Just see the quick thinking of Lyle.
Sure.
Based once again on the movie Escape from Dannemora.
Is she freaking out because they've escaped?
Yeah, so her and Lyle, who is, you know, 100%
her
man.
Loser husband.
What?
What?
The rules. What are you talking about?
It's like a younger Thomas Markle.
And she bosses him around.
Yes.
It's really funny. The story's about these two murderers who escape a prison, and yet in the movie, it's really focused on what a dumbass she is.
Poor Lyle. I think he's a sweetheart.
He kind of is a sweetheart. But this is where
she's banging two inmates, and she's like, if you ever cheat on me,
yeah.
She's threatening him all the time.
Yeah, she's a total bitch. But she was supposed to poison Lyle, which I mean, to this day, he doesn't even realize that. And she's supposed to poison him and then meet the two guys at midnight in their escape.
Why would poisoning Lyle be part of it?
Yeah, because really.
She was supposed to run away with them to Mexico.
But how would Lyle have stopped that?
Hmm?
Yeah, why do you have to kill Lyle?
Because he's so smart, he'll figure it out.
Oh, because he's a loose end. She needed right.
She called him the hitch or something. Like, he's a problem. So they gave her two pills. So she had gotten rid of the two pills and starts having her heart attack. And Lyle handles it like a champ.
You okay? Cupcake, you okay?
I'm having a heart attack, Lyle. I am.
Fake. Let me call 911. Give me the phone.
No, I'll be dead before they get here.
I gotta pay.
I gotta
settle
pay.
Up, sit tight.
You're having a heart attack.
Excuse me.
Reason to get a free meal.
You don't get arrested leaving the restaurant.
I don't want to die in a Chinese restaurant.
I don't want to die in a Chinese restaurant.
No.
I think it'd be a classy place for Tilly to die.
Get some fresh air.
What a drama queen.
Did she really have a heart attack?
No, she was having a panic attack. She's supposed to help the two guys she was banging.
Oh, she's supposed to meet them or something?
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
Major breaking news, by the way.
Oh, Lyle's a sweetheart.
Did you guys see the breaking news?
No.
Do you have Mort Krim available?
Oh, geez, this is breaking news.
It's
moment,
huge.
Please. Hold on.
What?
It's huge. I think it's kind of a surprise.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Former CBS CEO Leslie Moonves, will not get his $120 million severance. After the network finished its investigation of him and fired him.
Nor will
for
Julie
cause.
Chen Moonves get her part
of
it.
Oh, she may have to go
Does
down.
Does she get to stay on
Chen.
Big Brother? Yeah. She's been put out a press release. I'm back to being Chen.
Yeah, she's got to. Someone's got to make the bacon.
Mm. Oh, that's so funny. Good.
And they were just so ready to give it to him, too.
Yeah, does he still
get
his security?
They were going to take his job away from him.
Does he still get his office?
Hey, Leslie, shut your fucking mouth!
I bet he does. And his security. Oh, yeah. There's so much danger to Les Moonves compared to the danger to other people from him.
Give him the worst security guard ever.
Why, by the way, why would they give him security?
Paul Flirt.
Wait, so you raped multiple women, you forced women to provide oral sex for you, and you sexually harassed any female in your orbit, and you need security? Don't people need security from
him.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Julie Chen Moonves.
What a joke.
That's really, are you surprised? And to do it right before Christmas.
Oh. yeah.
I'm shocked. I really am.
I was shocked that they were ever going to give it to him. Because I remember when this first came out that there were the three chicks or whatever. And it was like, oh, my God, nobody's saying anything. He's just still employed there. It's no big deal. And then when the big thing came out, then all of a sudden, like, oh, maybe we better take another look at this. And they still didn't fire him right away. And they were implying that, well, we're just negotiating a severance, you know, which would be $80 to $120 million. It's like, what? Why would they give him something? That's not cause.
Wow.
I mean, it seemed incredible that it was even ever under discussion that he would get a lot of money.
Look how these guys always get their severance.
Well, that's just because they're empowered and their friends are the other powerful people. But it's in his case, it was so over the top. I mean,
is this the board of directors just saving face?
They need to pay it to him.
He was the architect of the Moonves maneuver, which is this.
Oh, yeah.
Two women's heads.
That move goes way back.
Oh, well.
But I think Joe trusted it.
Because that's my main move.
At the risk of thanks for listening to the podcast, shaming, the Dushku thing was part of Les Moonves' reign then?
Oh, yeah.
Well, but it didn't involve him.
The settlement.
Yeah. It was.
So he negotiated a settlement for something
they paid out her contract and let her go is right. Basically what happened.
Or what they thought would have been her contract or what she.
Which is what led to the call to Count David Wimp.
Yeah. She was playing the nosy one on.
That's his favorite show.
On Bull. He loves Bull and NCSI, as he calls it.
But it says he.
Yeah.
No.
By the way, 62 followers on Twitter for Count David Wimp.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
People are loving his tweets.
My retweet probably helped a lot.
Your erratic retweets where you retweeted 3, and then 7, and then 2, and then
what?
5.
I retweeted them in order.
Did you?
Yeah,
they didn't
did.
Show up on my feed in order.
That's kind of cool in a way.
Yeah.
And then I said I was excited for 10 coming up, and for number 30 for Mags.
Count David Wimp did clap back at somebody who was trying to count ahead of him for him. And Count David Wimp told him to stay in your lane. To which it was responded, asshole. Which Count David Wimp just counted up the letters in the word that he wrote.
Huh.
He loves counting.
Wow, people are having so much fun with his new Twitter account. It's at Count David Wimp.
Yes, yeah. He got back the full name.
How many likes is David Wimp getting?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. How do you do that?
It should show on each tweet.
Just a couple here and there.
What?
Check my Twitter and I'll retweet 30.
Ooh, his number 48 got a few likes. He got 3 because 30. He used the symbol for 48 hours.
34 is Walter Payton, so.
He used Lee Smith's jersey for 46. That got some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Count David Wimp has 50 tweets already.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
All numbers. So dumb.
I said taking away from his other counting responsibilities?
No.
We listened back to part of that. He was all over the map with how many numbers he's counted up to. He's like, 898 million. And then we said, 890 million? No, 9 million. What? It made no sense.
Well, because maybe in the intervening 2 seconds he got 2 more.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's. Who knows what he's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love him. He's great.
898 million.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, hell no. I'm not a politician.
I just retweeted 34 and
retweeted 12 million.
With comment. Walter Payton, 34. So cool, Count.
No.
It's weird. For 51, he just tweeted the link to Wikipedia's entry for the number 51.
No.
Which is kind of lazy.
Oh, yeah.
I like the Lee Smith picture man Brandon mentioned.
Not really.
Ooh.
44 is Hank Aaron. Let's see.
Yeah.
What did he do for? I think Lee might have been his first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I should retweet 30 with a picture of Mags.
No.
It's so dumb.
Oh, hell no.
Anyway.
Not really.
Ooh.
You want to get us out of here, Brandon?
898 million.
Yeah. See?
No.
Oh, financial hotline means shut down. Click the link, though. If you're in need of a refi or any kind of financing, thanks to All Financial, might skip a payment.
Breaking news, he just tweeted out 52 and he used M52. North, so I guess he knows about Michigan.
Ever.
That's pretty cool.
Nice. Nice. Where's the Count live? Is he in Carolina?
Idaho.
If you read his Twitter bio, it's Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Oh, that's right. He had the landscape.
Riverdale. Was it Riverdale?
Oh, we could have a lot of fun with
Riverton.
These, with pictures of these numbers. Hey, you have a new follower.
Ho!
I don't know, it's up to 63.
Yeah.
Let's see. We can. Jim Brandon. Bentley, Brandon McAfee just followed you.
Brandon was really pissed.
Jim Bentley, right before that.
Brandon was really pissed because there's two people that follow Count David Wimp that do not follow the show.
Well, that is irritating.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joel Martin, why are you following Count David Wimp and not me?
He likes numbers.
What's up with that? Thanks, Brandon, for pointing that out.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Dr. Captain Hugh Japanese. is following Count David Wimp and follows the show. Let's see who else.
He's a fascinating man.
By the way, we are closing in on my Christmas wish, 20,000 Facebook likes for Christmas.
Aww.
We're at, let's see, I think we're at 19,560 maybe? Let's see.
Let me count them. One.
Wait till we get to 20,000, 19,562, so we need 438. Mm-hmm. So that would be a great Christmas. Maybe we get 21,000 by New Year's. It's crazy. We'll see you tomorrow for Maz Day.